RFID. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
And alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Lots to talk about this week on the health front, and we want you to join us. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office. You can pose a question or share a comment. We've got plenty of stories to run down for you as we put together for you some of the most important developments on the high-tech medical front, along with the best of natural therapies. We call that intelligent medicine. 877-726-8255, our number. We've got an early caller, John from Connecticut. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman.
Hi. How are you? Welcome.
It's about the erythritol?
Yeah. Yes, the erythritol study. What about that?
Well, I'm a diabetic.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I put lemon juice with my well water, and I put that in for a sweetener, and I've reduced my insulin from 35 units to 10.
Great.
And that's part of what's helping me, but I don't want to get a heart attack and a stroke because that's what the doctor told me I was going to have if I didn't reduce my blood sugar, blood pressure.
Indeed. And now there's a story about the potentially harmful effects of erythritol, which is a natural sweetener. And so thanks for your call, because you're actually teeing me off on something that I was about to discuss at the beginning of the show anyway. So a perfect call. So settle back and listen to what I have to say about this, okay? I just wrote a column for our newsletter, which will be released this week if you subscribe to our newsletter. Great. You'll get it in your inbox. If not, go to drhoffman.com and subscribe. It's free. And this week's subject is, should you chuck your erythritol sweetened products? So a little background on this is, I hadn't really consumed much in the way of erythritol until recently. I was at a nutrition conference, and I was at the beverage station during a break and made myself a cup of tea. And then I looked at the sweetener options, and I saw a bunch of packets containing variously sugar, Splenda, and NutraSweet. And I said no to all three because I don't like to increase my sugar intake. But these natural sweeteners don't cut it, because I was well aware that there are downsides to them. We've been talking about that here on Intelligent Medicine. For example, there was a huge study, the Nutrinet Santé study out of France. You know, that's what they say. Instead of cheers, they say Santé when you click your wine glasses. And the Nutrinet Santé study demonstrated that intake of NutraSweet, which is aspartame, was associated with an increased risk of cerebrovascular events. That means strokes. And sucralose, which is Splenda, was associated with increased coronary heart disease risk. So I didn't have any of those. But I noticed there was a booth nearby that had samples on display of erythritol. And I said, great, I've got a cup of tea here. I want to put something a little sweet into it. and I grabbed one, I added it to my tea, and I was pleased to note that it had just the right amount of sweetness without the cloying aftertaste that pure stevia sometimes produces. So fast forward to last month, I went to my local health food store, and I learned to my dismay that it was closing. But the unexpected boon was that they were liquidating their inventory at 40% off. So I bought a bunch of staples, and then I noticed a packet of erythritol there. And so I said, great, you know, I can sweeten my tea in the morning with that. Sometimes I like my tea plain, but sometimes I like to put something sweet in there. And I started doing that. I started enjoying my tea in the morning. And then all of a sudden, this study, and, you know, as you're well aware, John, headlines like these abound. Sugar substitute erythritol common in keto foods may increase your risk for stroke. That was USA Today. National News reported artificial sweetener diet drinks and protein bars may increase the risk of heart attack. And CNN wrote zero-calorie sweetener linked to heart attack and stroke, study finds. And they continued in the article, if your blood level of erythritol was in the top 25% compared to the bottom 25%, there was about a twofold higher risk for heart attack and stroke. They say that's on par with the strongest of cardiac risk factors like diabetes, which you have, John. So I saw those headlines, and in light of that, you know, I contemplated chucking my erythritol because, man, I don't want it to give me a heart attack or a stroke. But then I decided to do a little bit of a judicious review of the scientific literature on this. And here's what I came up with. You know, rather than a knee-jerk response, which is what a lot of the people in the media have had. For example, you know, this gives you an idea on Twitter, you know, which has got a lot of alarmist stuff. Joel Kahn, MD, writes, beware, erythritol sweetener. A guy who has the moniker The Liver Doc writes, dear friends, if you were using artificial sweeteners, please read the ingredients label. If you see erythritol as one of the ingredients, please avoid. So, okay, I looked at the actual article, and it's legit. It's from the Cleveland Clinic, which is a prestigious place, and it's by a guy named Dr. Stanley Hazen. He's chair of the Department of Cardiovascular and Metabolic Sciences there, and he's an authority on cardiovascular disease prevention. He's got scores of papers and patents to his credit. So, you know, he's a very, very credible guy. But I remember that name. And it turns out that Dr. Hazen was also the author of a bit of a scare story that has to do with something called TMAO, trimethylamine oxide. If you are kind of an aficionado of this stuff, you'll remember that there was a whole lot of concern raised about 10 years ago about choline, which is present in fish and soy, and carnitine, which is present in meat, converting to this bad thing called TMAO. And they said if you measure TMAO, you'll find that people have high TMAO are at risk for cardiovascular disease. The problem is that this particular paradigm has not really fared well under scrutiny because, and I write this in my article, a recent study showed that TMAO may be a neutral bystander to vascular function. That there's a lot of controversy about whether that really has panned out. So, look, I won't hold that against Dr. Hazen, but that scare story did not really ultimately pan out. And, in fact, it's kind of counterintuitive because people who eat a lot of fish, which is rich in choline, they don't have more heart attacks. In fact, au contraire, people who eat a lot of soy, it actually reduces the risk of heart attacks. That's the choline that supposedly makes a lot of TMAO. And studies that look at meat intake, if they control for the healthy user effect, which means people who eat a lot of meat, well, they don't necessarily follow the healthiest lifestyles. But meat per se is not the culprit when it comes to cardiovascular disease. Well, the TMAO theory falls apart. But, okay, so let's look at the new paper. And I'm going to break that down for you, John, if you stay on the line with us, because there are some flaws in the reasoning behind this paper, which has created all kinds of alarms for people who consume erythritol. Erythritol present in some of the natural sweeteners. It's been popularized as something called Truvia. Truvia is a combination of stevia and erythritol. Stevia alone sometimes it leaves a little bit of a bitter aftertaste. It's not a perfect sugar substitute. It's generally considered very safe, but they add a little erythritol to it and make a hybrid product called Truvia, which people consume a lot of. It's a popular zero-calorie sweetener. So we'll do a deep dive on this study when we return. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. John from Connecticut, stay put. This is Intelligent Medicine. You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep. A real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specifically curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils, soft gels, and now gummies. All of their products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection gummies. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
I'm Mike Monahan, retired teacher and coach at Enterprise High School. As a coach, my priority was to make each athlete feel they were a valuable part of the team. I expect the same thing from our elected officials, to bring the team together to run our county. Our District 1 supervisor, Kevin Cry, and his ruinous efforts have resulted in numerous department heads leaving our county amidst 220 open positions that jeopardize the safety and health of our community. An effective leader builds a team. Kevin Cry has dismantled it, which is why Kevin Cry must be recalled. Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
is an ice cream store isn't that busy in the winter compared to when it's hot in the summer. You need to know your seasonality so you can plan your revenue, your cash flow, and your expenses. That way, you won't be spending a ton of money in a month that you know is going to have low revenue. Compute your seasonality and your cash flow will improve.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on The Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Is the new Barbie movie a blast of summer fun or a two-hour lecture on feminism? Of course, we can't have as so much as a hint of romance between Robbie's Barbie and Gosling's Ken. That's not empowering. Robbie's Barbie even says flat out at one point early in the movie to Ken, "I don't want you here." Never mind that little girls bought millions and millions of Ken dolls so their Barbie could have a romance for the ages. Check out the full review at the Hollywood in Toto podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast provider.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We're breaking down that new scare story about erythritol for you. And it comes to us from the Cleveland Clinic, which I must say has a great PR department because this paper has some problems. It's a very elegant paper, I will admit, but there's some sleight of hand at work here, and I'll break it down for you. First of all, the paper demonstrates that high blood levels of erythritol really are associated with elevated risk of major cardiovascular events. Okay, so there's that connection. Also, in another part of this paper, they fed volunteers with erythritol, and they demonstrated that they could hike their blood levels of erythritol. So we have the connection between consumed erythritol and higher blood levels. And then finally, they demonstrated that there is a mechanism by which erythritol hikes the risk of blood clots because it tends to cause platelets to become more sticky. So looking at that, you know, a lot of people be ready to chuck their erythritol because they think they might, drink some erythritol sweetened tea and immediately clutch their chest in pain and succumb to a heart attack. But as many of you astute Intelligent Medicine listeners know by now, correlation is not causation. So while higher blood levels of erythritol may be associated with cardiovascular risk, they may not be the actual cause. All right? So there's a compelling reason to believe that erythritol is not the cause, but rather a consequence of cardiovascular disease, because it turns out that just like cholesterol, in addition to consuming cholesterol, we make it. Our body makes about 80% of the cholesterol in our bloodstream. About 20% comes from diet, more or less. Same thing with erythritol. And it turns out that people who are overweight or have blood sugar problems like metabolic syndrome and diabetes, they make more of it. So it may be that it is a sign of cardiovascular risk and not necessarily the cause of cardiovascular risk. And we call this reverse causation, which is a common error that many people make when they look at two phenomena and wrongly assume that one is the cause while the other is the effect. But what about this thing where the Hazen team demonstrated that feeding volunteers erythritol hikes their blood levels dangerously? Well, they just used 8 healthy volunteers, and they gave them a really big dollop of erythritol in a drink. That's not too realistic, because the drink contained 30 grams of erythritol, and that little sachet, that packet of erythritol that I add to my tea in the morning, delivers only 2 grams. So is this really realistic? You know, how many people actually consume 30 grams? It would be like 15 cups of sweetened tea, right? And then while we know that high blood levels of erythritol are associated with cardiovascular risk and that
platelets can be rendered stickier when exposed to a big hit of that. What's the take-home for people who are at low cardiovascular risk and who aren't making a lot of erythritol and simply enjoy an occasional small amount of the stuff? So here's an interesting fact. So a little pop quiz. What country in the world has the highest intake of erythritol from natural food sources? All right. It turns out it's Japan, whose inhabitants consume many times the amount we Americans do, although now we're catching up because we have these erythritol sweetened beverages, but they get it from natural sources. The major natural sources of erythritol include soy sauce, sake, beer, mushrooms, and melon, which are all popular in Japan. You can also find it in wine, pears, and grapes. Now, the average American consumes 25 grams per day. The per capita consumption in Japan often exceeds 100 grams. So check it out when we look at the death rate from heart disease in Japan. It's 30.6 per 100,000. And for the U.S., it's 210 per 100,000. So our death rate is many times higher from heart disease. Japan ranks 181 in the world for heart disease. And we're like right up there among the, if not number one, among the top five. So it turns out that the erythritol saturated Japanese rank first in longevity among all the world's countries. So if erythritol really was such a killer that, you know, it would affect the Japanese, there are actually studies done a while ago that suggested that erythritol may be protective against vascular disease. There was a study that I dug up that says that erythritol consumption acutely improved small vessel endothelial function, and chronic treatment with erythritol reduced aortic stiffness. The conclusion, erythritol may be a preferred sugar substitute for patients with diabetes. So they're saying, not only is it not bad, it might be good. Yeah, well, that's an old study. So people who have GI problems, you can't take too much of these sugar alcohols. They're called polyol, sorbitol, erythritol, xylitol, maltitol. They run through you kind of quickly. They're things to avoid if you're on a low FODMAP diet. But the other thing about these sugar things is they keep you interested in sugar. So if you're really interested in kicking the sugar habit, maybe go easy on these sugar substitutes because they will pique your appetite for sweets, and then you might go for the real thing. That's the bottom line. Don't panic. Erythritol, you know, in modest amounts, not a big problem. This is Intelligent Medicine.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome superfruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling, and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by your friends at the Reading Civic Auditorium. For tickets and show info, visit readingcivic.com and Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlu's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco M Brew.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlu's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlu's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlu's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlu's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlu's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Okay, 877-726-8255. We invite your calls, your questions. We're breaking down all the important news stories of the week for you here on the health front. And here's a clickbait headline for you. Men who drink Coca-Cola or Pepsi have larger testicles, study suggests. Okay, it's in a tabloid paper, the Daily Mail, but talk about toxic masculinity. We'll do a deep dive on that story momentarily, but more germane to at least my personal concerns. You see, I'm a mosquito magnet, and if you want to go hiking, you want to go hiking with me because I will lure all the mosquitoes in the environs to my skin, and they will bite me preferentially and stay away from you. There's just something about my aroma, something about the oils in my skin, my pheromones, These are the attractants that the body manufactures for sexual signaling and communication at a subliminal level that attract mosquitoes. Not necessarily members of the opposite sex, but mosquitoes. Well, they're female mosquitoes, so, you know, maybe there's something to it. They suck human blood, and that nourishes them so that they can lay eggs. All right, this is a breakthrough that I highly anticipate. Researchers map mosquito cells that may help the insects choose tastiest humans. I'm down with that. And it turns out that mosquitoes don't have noses. What they do have, however, is highly sensitive antennae. That's the plural of antennas. Mosquitoes detect odors mostly through their antennae. And scientists have long observed that variations in odors, heat, humidity, and carbon dioxide are factors in attracting mosquitoes to some individuals more than others. And so they're devoting considerable time, effort, and dollars to deciphering the language of the antennae, specifically what it is, what combination of chemicals turns mosquitoes on to the presence of suitable humans to bite. And so they say that further studies will focus on identifying the specific receptors that cause mosquitoes to be attracted to human odors. Okay, and this is a worthwhile study. It's funded by the National Institutes of Health. Research is underway at Johns Hopkins. And so, yeah, maybe in the future we can figure out something that will deter the mosquitoes from biting. That it's not some sort of harmful, toxic thing like DEET. You know, you apply it to your skin, and it kills the bugs, repels the bugs, but it's not exactly great because it gets absorbed through your system. And that may not be good for you, especially for young kids. Not great about, you know, applying DEET to young kids when they go into the woods. 877-726-8255, our number. And speaking of innovations, well, you've heard me talk about the innovative formulations from Vital Nutrients. Now they've developed BCQ, a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that attacks something very, very fundamental to the cause of disease, which is the inflammatory response. Many, many functions in the body have to do with inflammation. That's how a lot of things go wrong, with a lot of itises. And indeed, many degenerative disorders are associated with runaway inflammation. The nutrients in this distinctive formula, BCQ, also support gastrointestinal function and help maintain healthy connective tissue, which applies to the joints. BCQ combines Boswellian curcumin with quercetin, it's a potent bioflavonoid, and bromelain, it's a proteolytic enzyme for healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the digestive tract. For more information to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. Vital Nutrients has been known for nearly 30 years for their clean and innovative formulations, utilizing peer-reviewed research, bioavailable and bioactive ingredients in therapeutic doses. I take them, and I use them in my practice. Just go to vitalnutrients.co and check them out. All right, now to that story with the very, very enticing headline, Men Who Drink Coca-Cola or Pepsi Have Larger Testicles, Study Suggests. So, you know, the expression, big cojones. Okay, so the implication is that you got to drink a lot of sugary soda to develop that attribute. And the story goes like this. The country's most popular sodas might refresh the parts other drinks can't reach by giving men bigger testicles and making them more masculine, a study suggests. Look, here's the problem. Research done on mice showed adult males, this is mice, who drank Coca-Cola or Pepsi had higher testosterone levels and larger genitals than their peers. Research in animals, in particularly when it comes to mice, has revealed the cure to many diseases. But, you know, we can sever the spinal cords of mice and we can fix them with this or that or the other procedure and they can learn to walk again. But so far, it doesn't translate to humans. And so This study on mice is suggestive of an effect, I'll admit. But when it comes to suggesting that humans should drink a lot of soda to get bigger nether parts, I'm thinking that's not the correct interpretation. One group of 30 male mice was kept in a cage, and their water bottle was filled with 50% Pepsi mixed with tap water. Another 30 mice were kept in a different cage and given pure Pepsi. The same was done for two groups of mice, but with Coca-Cola. And a fifth group was used as a control and given pure water. The mice could drink as much as they pleased for 15 days. The mass of the mice's testicles was measured on day 0, 5, 7, 10, 13, and 15. Boy, I hate to be the grad student doing that study. I'm measuring mice testicles. Turns out that on day 15, the mass of the mice's testicles significantly higher in the groups that drank Coca-Cola 100% Pepsi compared with the 50% Pepsi in control groups. There was a dose-response effect. The more they drank, the bigger their testicles. But guess what? Taking a lot of sugar can promote faster growth, and that's what these products deliver. Here's the problem. When it comes to humans, study after study has suggested that the more sugar you take in, the more likely you are to become obese. And obesity is associated with the opposite, with a decline in testosterone and a propensity to diabetes, which is very often associated with hypogonadism, lack of sex hormones. So many diabetic men require testosterone shots to optimize their testosterone levels. They have low T. So this study, this garbage study done in apparently some remote part of China, because I looked at the university that does the studies, and they do a lot of yak research. Maybe they should stick to yak research in the upper research reaches near Mongolia. I'm not thinking this is a good idea if you want to enhance your masculinity. In fact, au contraire, I think it could put a dent in your sexual performance. 877-726-8255, our number. By the way, that number available to you 24-7, 365, all through the week. Question should occur to you, just call 877-726-8255 and record your question. Here's one. When it comes to stomach cancer, what particular food can have a protective effect against the risk of stomach cancer? Bad cancer, because high risk of dying of stomach cancer, the 5-year survival rate, relatively low. It can be cured if caught early, but once it's spread, very, very poor prognosis. So definitely want to prevent stomach cancer. The allium vegetable family has antibacterial, antioxidant, and immune modulation properties, and thus suggesting anti-tumor effects. And here's what they did. They did a prospective study. They examined whether allium vegetable intake would change the risk of gastric cancer occurrence. And they also looked at whether this would be modified by vitamin supplementation, specifically garlic supplementation apart from diet, and treatment for Helicobacter pylori, which is a known potential cause of stomach cancer. And they looked at a lot of folks, over 3,000, and they gathered information on the intake of allium vegetables, garlic vegetables, onions, scallions. And what they found was that there was an inverse association of the risk of gastric cancer with total allium vegetable and garlic vegetable intake. And it was particularly strong for those who got placebo vitamins or placebo garlic. And that suggests a potential effect modification by nutritional supplementation, which has an additive benefit with the dietary intake of allium vegetables. So the suggestion, the take-home from this is, yeah, eat a lot of garlic, especially garlic, but also allium family vegetables, which include leeks. I love to make leek soup. Also onions, of course. These are among the allium family. But also consider supplements like chiolic aged garlic extract, which has demonstrable immune support and potentially anti-cancer effects. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be back with more of today's Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily-use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Did you know we have the best source of practical wisdom for living in human relationships available to us in the Bible?
That sounds like it might be Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Solomon.
That's right. And these books are being taught this fall at Shasta Bible College and Graduate School right here in Reading. I'm Dr. Dave Nicholas, here with Jane D'Angelo, and we're excited about Dr. Tom Myers' Psalms and Wisdom Literature class, beginning Monday afternoon, September 5th through December 11th, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
That's right. You can enroll for accredited college credit or audit. And remember, Dr. Meyer is the Bible memory man who recites God's Word from memory.
Register today for Dr. Meyer's class. The wisdom you gain may change your life. So call 530-221-4275 and enroll for either credit or audit. That's 221-4275.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
there. Ice cream store isn't that busy in the winter compared to when it's hot in the summer. You need to know your seasonality so you can plan your revenue, your cash flow, and your expenses. That way, you won't be spending a ton of money in a month that you know is going to have low revenue. Compute your seasonality and your cash flow will improve.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on The Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Is the new Barbie movie a blast of summer fun or a two-hour lecture on feminism? Of course, we can't have as so much as a hint of romance between Robbie's Barbie and Gosling's Ken. That's not empowering. Robbie's Barbie even says flat out at one point early in the movie to Ken, "I don't want you here." Never mind that little girls bought millions and millions of Ken dolls so their Barbie could have a romance for the ages. Check out the full review at the Hollywood in Toto podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast provider.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And I told you about how you can record a question by calling 877-726-8255 anytime you like. And I promise to take some of those calls, so let's hear one.
Two quick questions. Something I read that clinical trials showed that omega-3 fatty acids like fish oil, which I give to my husband and myself, can cause an increased risk for atrial fibrillation, which my husband has and is on Eliquis because of it. So I was wondering if you could comment on that, and should I stop giving him the fish oil? And the other thing is a big article that I read in the consumer magazine about cadmium and lead in dark chocolate, which I eat a little piece of every day, and it's 85% cacao, or however you pronounce that.
Okay, so let's tackle the last question first, which is about the high cadmium and lead levels in chocolate. And this is based on a study that was done that used more stringent guidelines than even the EPA uses for food quality. It's based on the Prop 65 guidelines in California, which are so stringent that you know, a lot of ordinary consumer products end up being the subject of class action lawsuits because of this or that or the other thing has above an unrealistic threshold of some of these things. But no question, cadmium and lead are bad. And you don't want a cocoa product that is said to confer health benefits to give you heavy metals. It turns out that cocoa as a plant is what's called a bioaccumulator. It pulls in a lot of toxic things from the soil, including lead and cadmium. And so it's a little hard in cocoa horticulture to prevent that. It's not like they're raising these cocoa plants on some kind of Superfund site. It's just that there's naturally background levels of these things present in the soil, more so in some areas than others. And so you have to be careful. And, you know, just to mention that the company that we talk about here, which is Flava Naturals, they screen very carefully for lead and cadmium. They have a very high flavanol cocoa product, which we'll talk about next hour, which I consider it safe, and I consume enormous amounts of it, and it delivers the health benefits without the exposure to the cocoa, to the lead and the cadmium. So when it comes to this atrial fibrillation thing, there was a study recently that shows that there's a slightly higher risk of atrial fibrillation in people who consume fish oil. But when it comes to your husband, that ship has sailed already. He has atrial fibrillation. So it's not going to make the atrial fibrillation worse. He needs to keep taking his Eliquis, and he needs to take whatever medication helps him to control his atrial fibrillation. But you know, once you have atrial fibrillation, whether you take fish oil or not, it's not going to make it worse. And it might make things better because fish oil is actually a little bit of a natural blood thinner. So it may make him less likely to have the biggest consequence of atrial fibrillation, which is a stroke. So
that, I think, is fine. You know, let's break it down. Two types of arrhythmias. One is atrial fibrillation, which is usually pretty benign, except for the fact that it somewhat increases your risk of blood clots, and therefore you need a blood thinner. And then there's ventricular arrhythmias, which are really the dangerous kind that can cause sudden death. And, in fact, that's what DeMar Hamlin recently had on the football field. It caused him to go into cardiac arrest. Ventricular tachycardia, that is, you know, life-threatening. And it turns out that when it comes to fish oil actually has a suppressive effect on the more dangerous kind of arrhythmia, the more life-threatening kind. Atrial fibrillation has been shown to reduce sudden cardiac death by 80%. Omega-3 fats also reduce resting heart rate. They improve heart rate recovery after exercise. There was also a 38% reduction in the firing of defibrillators. You know, they have implantable defibrillators for people with life-threatening arrhythmias. Dick Cheney was someone who had one of those. And it's working for him, even though he's had, like, you know, 14 heart attacks. Firing of these occur when an arrhythmia develops, and then they send an electrical impulse, which basically shocks your heart the way that DeMar Hamlin was revived on the field. But this is annoying when it happens. You know, all of a sudden, boom, you know, you get electric shock. When people took fish oil, they had a 38% reduction in painful defibrillator firings during the course of their fish oil supplementation. So another point to be made is Greenland. Let's take a look at Greenland. Lots and lots of omega-3-rich fish, the inhabitants of Greenland, the indigenous population. They have a very, very low prevalence of atrial fibrillation. So if indeed, you know, lots of omega-3 caused atrial fibrillation, I'm thinking, you know, that would be kind of demonstration that that is not the case. Eskimos or Inuit, as they're now called, would have a higher incidence of cardiovascular disease. Turns out that they have a lower incidence of cardiovascular disease and not necessarily a higher incidence of atrial fibrillation. So I would say I've seen the study, and it's concerning, but for people who already have atrial fibrillation, I don't think it's germane, and in fact, I think fish oil is beneficial when it comes to atrial fibrillation. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. Next hour, we're going to take a look at how the makers of sugary cereals like Lucky Charms are threatening to block the healthy food labeling guidelines in court. They say it's an infringement on their First Amendment free speech rights. What do you think? We'll tackle that subject. 877-726-8255 for calls. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I've partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, featuring the 2024 Outback Wilderness, part of the Wilderness family. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, higher ground clearance, a turbocharged engine, and all-terrain tires, it opens up new territory for you to explore. Adventure elevated. Discover the Subaru Outback Wilderness at Subaru.com/wilderness.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The Inflation Reduction Act's name continues to come under scrutiny.
At a fundraiser in Utah last week, the president said he wished he hadn't called it that, acknowledging that the law would have less to do with reducing inflation than other results. When the legislation was proposed, the Congressional Budget Office said its impact on inflation would be negligible. And Republicans criticized the name, too. Even former Obama economic advisor Jason Furman now says he can't think of any mechanism by which the law would have reduced inflation. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The director of the Federal Emergency Management Agency says Hawaii's wildfires are like a scene from an apocalyptic movie. 93 deaths have been reported so far. Two relief teams from Washington are on the island of Maui to help residents following the fires. Volunteers from the Red Cross are helping set up and operate shelters. The Maui Humane Society is also doing what it can for furry residents of Maui. They've been offering medical care to the scores of animals who've been brought in. If you'd like to help or donate, you can access the group's website at mauihumanesociety.org. There's a major warning for people who are taking a certain new weight loss drug where it involves surgery.
The American Society of Anesthesiologists has been sounding the alarm. Its members say they're seeing growing numbers of patients on weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy who have aspirated liquid or food into their lungs while under sedation. That's because their stomachs were still full, even 8 hours after they stopped eating in preparation for surgery. In June, the anesthesiologists issued new guidance, but now many doctors say even that's not enough. They're urging patients to make sure that they notify their doctors well before surgery. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More at townhall.com.
Tagorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
China has detained a worker from a military-industrial group on suspicion of spying for the CIA.
The latest detention adds to the list of public accusations of espionage between Beijing and Washington. China's Ministry of State Security, the country's civilian spy agency, says in a statement that a military-industrial worker surnamed Zeng had been providing military secrets to the CIA in exchange for large sums of money. The ministry adds the 52-year-old suspect had been sent to Italy to study by his employer. There he had met, the ministry adds, an official with the US embassy, who later, they allege, turned out to be a CIA agent. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Four people have died. One is missing after a house exploded Saturday morning in a Pittsburgh suburb. 18 fire departments responded to that disaster. The cause is under investigation. News and analysis at townhall.com. A federal appeals court ruling on guns and drugs.
The panel said drug users shouldn't automatically be banned from having guns, marking the latest sign of upheaval in the nation's firearm legal landscape and raising questions about a law cited in the case against Hunter Biden. The opinion handed out Wednesday overturned the conviction of a Mississippi man finding past drug use shouldn't automatically ban people from possessing guns. The ruling raises questions about the future of the law, which has also been expected to play a part in the plea deal for Hunter Biden, the president's son. Keith Peters reporting.
A 13-year-old North Dakota boy has survived a 100-foot fall off a cliff at the north rim of the Grand Canyon during a family trip. Authorities say it took emergency crews 2 hours to rescue Wyatt Kaufman after he slipped and fell. He was airlifted to a Las Vegas hospital, treated for numerous broken bones, a ruptured spleen, collapsed lung, and a concussion. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Podcast provide.
Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
That's right. Oh, yeah. You know what time it is. It's birthday time. Actually, it is the anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. This is an epic day. I could not be more... Hey, listen now. Standing ovations? Hey, that's a little bit crazy. Let's calm down now. Anyway, yeah, that I am so excited about today and so proud to announce that today we're celebrating the 21st anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. And wow, that is a long and lasting track record for sure. And I am America's Senior Care Consultant, and I do appreciate you tuning in today. So we're gonna share a lot of information with you today about Senior Care Consulting. There is an alarming consumer alert that will be coming up later on in the program. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss that one. But first, let me start off by telling a little bit of my story. I haven't shared it for quite a while. A lot of folks ask me the question, hey, how did you come up with this idea for your firm, Senior Care Consulting? And how did all of that start? And I think most people are pretty impressed with the story. And it's something that I really wasn't looking for. When I was in college, I needed a part-time job, and I ended up working with a medical equipment and supply company. And I would deliver equipment and supplies to elderly individuals in their homes, in their apartments, in their assisted living communities, and sometimes I would even make deliveries to long-term care communities and hospitals and the VA, et cetera, et cetera. But through that experience, and again, I was not looking for that. I wasn't really expecting it at all, but I fell in love with serving seniors. It was like visiting your grandparents several times per day. They were always happy to see me, and I absolutely loved it, just interacting with all of our customers, and I really looked forward to it every day when I went to work. So how about that for a college kid and a part-time job? But anyway, so that led to all sorts of opportunities in the world in the business of senior care. I have been an administrator of long-term care communities. I've been an executive director of assisted living communities. I've been on the sales and marketing and business development side of all of that. I've been on the administrative side of all of that. I've operated Medicare-certified home health agencies. I've operated private duty home care companies, again, medical equipment and supplies, IV therapy companies. It goes on and on and on and on. And then in 2001, I helped my own grandparents transition from their home to an assisted living community. And it was through that experience that I started senior care consulting, all in an effort to help other families in the same way that I helped my own family. So my grandpa had dementia, mild dementia, no behaviors or anything like that. But, you know, grandma had to kind of deal with, you know, the repetitive questioning and you know, all the stuff that goes along. You know, God bless my grandpa. It wasn't his fault. It was the dementia talking. But he did pretty well with it. I've seen a lot worse situations, frankly. So I think we got kind of lucky there as far as the symptoms and the lack of negative behaviors and that kind of thing. But and grandma had to take the keys away. They lived in Topeka, Kansas. And my grandpa went out to run to the store in his truck and got lost, ended up in Lawrence, Kansas. And here I am driving around Lawrence at midnight looking for my grandpa, and looking for his truck because I knew he was in his truck. And I found my grandpa at about midnight downtown Lawrence, safe and sound, a little confused, a little dehydrated because he didn't have anything to drink, and he was really hungry. He hadn't eaten all day. So anyway, that all turned out fine, but took the keys away. Grandma did the driving. But one night, in the middle of the night, my grandma woke up, and someone was the phone rang, and she was wobbly, and she lost her balance, and she fell backwards and hit the back of her head and neck on the wall on the way down. And unfortunately, she fractured her neck. And she did not die from that, and she was not paralyzed from that. So very, very fortunate. It could have been a whole lot worse, but it was a major, major injury. So she goes to the hospital. Then she goes to the rehab center. And, you know, about 60 days into it, it's very clear that they're not going to be able to come home. They're going to need some help. Now, I did discuss with her bringing in a home care provider to help around the house and to help with Grandpa. And she's like, you know, honey, I don't like the idea of people coming into my house. I'm not comfortable with that. And I'm okay with going to one of these facilities, one of these communities. I'm okay going there and getting some help and get back on my feet. Don't sell the house. You never know. We might be able to come home at some point. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we don't know where this is all going. And of course, we'll take care of the house. We would never sell it without your permission. And you might be able to come home. You never know with these things. So I was tasked with going out and evaluating some places and going through that search and selection process to find the best fit. Now, I knew their situation. I knew everything about them and their needs and their situation and all of that. So I didn't have to do an assessment. I already knew that. I was very involved with my grandparents. So I decided that when I go out and start to do some research in the market, I'm not falling for the closest one. I'm not going to fall for that one. Usually you're not that lucky. I mean, you might be that lucky and find the best fit that's the, you know, right down the block. Usually that's not the case. I'm not falling for the prettiest one because guess what? Pretty doesn't provide care. People provide care. So, of course, I didn't want it to be kind of, you know, a dumpy or a gloomy, depressing place, but it didn't have to be the super high-end finish. I just wanted a good, solid, clean place with my emphasis was with great care. And a great track record, some great information. And the other thing that I knew was that, guess what? I'm not going to be involved in any, you know, super high-pressure sales tactics. Now, not every place, in fact, most places don't do this, but some places, oh, boy, it's today and today only, and don't let this bed or this room get away, and we have a special, and somebody else is going to be coming in right after you leave, and they might get it, and, you know, all this sales stuff. Nope, no thanks. Now, remember, I've been an administrator and an executive director. So guess what I did? I put on my administrator's glasses. And I went out and I tried to be as objective as I possibly could. I had my objective administrator's glasses on, not my highly emotional, I'm dreading this, grandson glasses on, right? If that makes sense. So I tried to do my best. So when I went out, I was there to ask them a lot of questions. Most of these questions, again, I had my administrator glasses on. Most of these questions, everyone said, oh, no one's ever asked that question. And I'm like, but that's a good question, isn't it? And they're like, oh, that's an excellent question. Because they were used to just doing the regular vanilla surface level tours, answer a couple of questions, you want to move in. So I asked a lot of questions. I gathered a lot of information. And I did my homework. And I did my evaluation, and I chose the one that I felt would be the best fit for my grandparents. And that's where they moved into. And they got great care for the last couple of years of their lives. We even celebrated their 70th wedding anniversary at this senior care community, at this assisted living community. So it was difficult. It was very sad that they couldn't return back to their home. They did need care, and as it ended up, they needed care for the rest of their lives there. So it was through that experience that I started senior care consulting, all in an effort to help my clients through that exact situation, that search and selection process, to help them determine what they need, to research the market and identify our top options, to go and take a tour of those top options, ask a lot of questions, gather a lot of information, and then help my clients make a decision. That's when I decided that I was going to do that. And that's how Senior Care Consulting was born many years ago. All right, I have a whole lot more coming up next, but first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. What year did I serve my very first client with Senior Care Consulting? A, 1995, B, 1999, C, 2002, or D, 2005? What's your guess?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, featuring the 2024 Outback Wilderness, part of the Wilderness family, with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, higher ground clearance, a turbocharged engine, and all-terrain tires.
It opens up new territory for you to explore. Adventure elevated. Discover the Subaru Outback Wilderness at Subaru.com/wilderness.
A mentor program director from my L.A. radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
Welcome back. You're listening to a very special episode of Senior Care Live right here on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. And today we're celebrating and recognizing the 21st anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. That is crazy to think about that. But anyway, let's get back to that Senior Care Live question of the week. I guess I just kind of blew it, didn't I? So if you're paying attention, you're going to know the answer. But what year did I serve my very first client with Senior Care Consulting? And here are your options. A, 1995, B, 1999, C, 2002, or D, 2005. And the answer is C. See, 2002, and if you do the math, there's your 21 years. How about that? So I'll never forget the day that I worked with my first client, and it really was a God thing. I was just kind of thinking, first of all, I Senior Care Consulting came about through, I was at one of those forks in the road. I was doing a lot of prayer, just trying to figure out where am I needed? Where should I be? What should I be doing? And frankly, with all of this, you know, VP of this and group director of that, blah, 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 corporate titles, I kept being on the wrong side of that equation. So I went through a lot of mergers, and I was always the outgoing. Not one time was I the incoming. and then I also was on the wrong end of a lot of downsizing and right sizing. And let me tell you what, a lot of people can probably relate to this. If your boss gets fired and your boss hired you as one of his or her top people, and then the new boss comes in, guess what? They don't like you because they're replacing the old boss and anyone the old boss brought in. And then they're going to bring in their people. And so I got caught up in a couple of those. Yay. anyway, I could go on for quite a long time about that. I won't bore you with that. But so that's when just trying to realize I was kind of beating my head against that same wall, getting the same result. And at the same time, going through this kind of this life changing experience of helping my grandparents with, you know, a major transition from their home to a senior care community. And then having this realization, you know, I spent a lot of time and effort and energy helping my own grandparents through this search and selection process. And I know what I'm doing. And then you wonder, what are other people doing going through that same process, that same situation? And, you know, They must be frightened. They must have regrets with some of the decisions they're making. They're being led around by all of these people, getting a lot of different information from people who are supposed to know what they're talking about. So who do you trust? All of that stuff. And I thought, I wonder if there's a service available in the marketplace that is similar to how I helped my own grandparents. And I looked around and I didn't see anything, not even remotely close. And so I felt like that was my answered prayer, that I needed to be helping other families in the same way I helped my own grandparents. And that's how the whole thing started. And then, so I was a VP of a home health agency working with my buddy. He started the company. I helped him triple that company fairly quickly. Things were going well. But I was feeling the need to do my own thing. And so I answered the phone, and I had a lady, she was just asking some questions. She goes, well, now what do you do exactly? And it was with the home health agency, and I told her. And she said, well, that's not really what I need. My brother, who has, a lot of care needs and everything, we moved him in with us, but it's just becoming too overwhelming, too much, and I really need to find a senior care community so that he can move into one of these communities. I have no idea how to go about that. And I said, ma'am, you won't believe this, but I'm starting a firm that will help you through that exact situation. It's a specific type of a service that will help you through that search and selection process. How would you like to be my first client? And she said, really? Oh, wow, that sounds exactly what I'm looking for. Yeah, let's get together. Let's talk about that. And I met with her the next morning, and she said, where do I sign? Where do I sign up for that? That is fantastic. That happened in August of 2002, and I've never looked back. So in the early days, going out with my clients, and again, we would tour the top communities. I'd ask a lot of very specific questions, again, with those administrator glasses on. I heard the comment over and over and over. They're like, wow, no one's ever asked that question before. This is great information to share with your clients. And then they would look over at my clients and they would say, you're in really good hands with Steve. You really are. This is fantastic information. A lot of the representatives at a lot of the senior care communities, if they weren't the right fit for someone coming in the door, they would actually refer them to me to help them find the right place and the best fit. And so I got that comment all the time, and I still get it once in a while. But I think most folks know me, and I've toured all of the places, at least in the extended KC market. I've been through the front door and the side door and even the back door. I'm very, very comfortable. I get along with everyone in the market, so it's a great working relationship. But generally speaking, here's the process of senior care consulting, and I'll just go through this quickly. But the first thing is first thing, right? We conduct a proprietary geriatric care assessment. That's where we ask all of the questions to build a detailed description of exactly what you need. And I call that building the care profile. Okay, based on that information, then we research the market and identify our top senior care communities that meet your exact needs. They check all the boxes. And then we tour those communities with you, and while we're out, we'll ask a lot of questions on your behalf. You're with us, so you're going through a steep learning curve, but we're taking you through that, gather a wealth of information on your behalf. And then we produce a report that has all of that information in it. Okay, the whole process takes about 4 to 5 hours of your time. Let me put that in perspective. Most people are spending 50 to 100 hours going through the search and selection process. So we'll save you an unbelievable amount of time and stress. But then we get that report to you, and it includes all the questions asked, all the information discovered. There's a wealth of information, of objective, detailed information in your hands on the top three places meeting your exact needs. And now you can make an informed decision and move forward with confidence. If you want more information about that, visit our brand new website at seniorcareconsulting.com, or you could go old school, give us a phone call, 913-945-2800. We would be honored to visit with you. We offer a free consultation, so reach out today. And coming up next, I have a consumer alert. You want to hear this. It's going to blow your mind. Trust me on that. Don't go away. I'll be right back with that consumer alert.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Come. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client Ricky to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Deer House Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises.
we help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And today, we're celebrating the 21st anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. I could not be more excited about that. I'm super proud of that. Do you know most businesses fail in the first 5 years? Did you know that? I can't recite all of the statistics right off the top of my head, but the majority of businesses do not make it. And a lot of them fail in far less than 5 years. So if you can get past that five-year mark, usually you're going to do okay. But anyway, 21 years with Senior Care Consulting. And now let me tell you what, I've seen a lot of things over the last 21 years, but this one is disturbing. And I was telling our producer, Darren Wilhite, he's phenomenal and amazing. I said, Darren, I'm going to try not to swear. But I am fired up about this one, folks, so let's get it going.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
Okay, here we go. I've given a lot of warnings about these free referral services, but I'm going to give you some very tangible, detailed information that absolutely proves my point beyond a shadow of a doubt. Be very careful when choosing to work with one of these free, quote, end quote, free referral services. Here are some publicly available consumer complaints listed with the Better Business Bureau. And if you want to read these for yourself, I'm not saying anything out of school. I'm reading you what is available to the public. If you go to BBB, that's Better Business Bureau, BBB.org, you can type in the name and look it up for yourself. And I've warned my audience for a long time about these free referral services, how they operate. They contract with any senior care provider willing to pay them a ton of money for their leads, their lead development or generation. When you contact them, first of all, I warned you about this a couple of weeks ago, they own your name. And I'm going to prove that in a second. They send your personal information to an incomplete list of business partners, senior care providers in your area. They all race to see who can get to you first. Your phone will explode with phone calls. If you choose one of their business partners, they get paid typically the first month's cost in a commission. And many call that a kickback. It could be $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000. It could be $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 or more. So let's see how some of the poor people who fell for it, who took the bait of the free referral services, let's see what they had to say about their experience. This one's hot off the press. It's less than a month old. July 2023. I contacted a free referral service back in June of 2022. I was just gathering information for my dad. Now they allege that I agreed to their terms of use, although when I clicked on their website, they had no terms of use. They added that on 11 of 22. So he contacted them in June of 22. There were no user terms or agreements. Then they added that in like 5 months later in November. Okay, so that's first of all. Of course, he was inundated with calls at all hours of the day and night, he said, even though this company has previously been sued for that very reason. I guess they didn't learn their lesson, he goes on to say. So fast forward to July of 2023. Now, he was looking at options for his dad. So his dad is the name that they own, right? All right. Now, fast forward a year later, July of 23. His mother began to work with a local agent to help her find an assisted living facility for his dad, right? Her husband. The original free referral service told her agent that she could not work with our family for 2 years from the date that I contacted them. They own your name. So I called and explained the situation, and they became very antagonistic. I'm just paraphrasing some of this. I reminded her that my mother never contacted them and that I never agreed to even be a client. All I did was get on your website, and I never agreed to any terms of services. After hearing my comments, they responded, quote, "Well, it hasn't been 2 years yet." It kind of sounded like they yelled at him. "I can't do anything with this file." He asked to speak to a manager. She said, "No, you can't." He called them. They blocked his phone calls. I mean, it's a super negative situation. So he notified them that if he's not given immediate relief from their antagonistic and illegal actions, his next course of action will be to file a consumer protection complaint with the state's attorney general, and he has recommended that his mother do the same. Oh, this is the tip of the iceberg. Another July 2023. All it says is, "They keep calling and emailing me, and I can't stop it." Unbelievable. I told you it's a race to see who can get to you first. They harass you, and they just go crazy. It's super high pressure. Here's one. This free referral service continually calling for sensitive health-related information concerning my mother. And they also call and harass my wife. We have explicitly asked the company to cease all communications. And we've told them that the questions they're asking concerning my mother's private health affairs is none of their business. We have constantly asked to not be contacted, yet they still call us, eliciting private health information concerning my mother. This is from June 2023. I contacted this free referral service, explained up front I was not able to respond to questions regarding this elderly person's financial situation. The representative repeatedly talked over me. I had to keep asking, "Hey, can I please complete my sentence or my statement?" The rep was only interested in the financial information. You know why that is? If you don't have enough money, they can't get off the phone fast enough. They're only interested in you if you have enough money to meet their criteria. It's a huge money grab. I have so many. I wish I could read all these to you. June 23. At first, for whatever reason, I didn't realize that this free referral service was a referral business. Within seconds of just browsing their website and putting my phone number in for an inquiry just to receive information, I received a phone call, and they left a message. However, since then, I'm just reading this, I kid you not, I have received a minimum of 6 phone calls between 8:30 and 3:30. Today alone, they called at 8:30, 8:42, 10:15, 10:30, 1:30, and 3 p.m. Really? Come on, people, if you want my business, don't call me multiple times in one day. I have since blocked their number. This one makes me straight up mad. This is from June of 2023. They will not stop calling even after I told them my mother is dead. They will not stop calling and his mother is deceased. And they still call. My blood is boiling. They have these glossy commercials. Oh, everything's just so wonderful. Just give us a call. Oh, it's free advice. Blah, blah, blah. Unbelievable. Here's one from a provider. We own 14 long-term care facilities. We are, and they name their name, and the free referral service is deceiving residents. if you click on our facility on a particular website, you get this free referral service, not us. They have asked us for free, for these referral fees, even though we don't have a contract with them. And then they end their Better Business Bureau complaint by, this business needs to be closed down. And then the last one, I called the free referral service summer of 22. My mom's health was in sudden decline and her care was getting to be too much. Before we could meet with anyone, my mother suddenly passed away. The calls kept coming because they knew my father had dementia. I let them know we're going to move our dad in with us and we didn't need their service. Still, the calls continued. Constantly, my father passed away 7 months after my mother. But the calls will not stop. I tell them every time, both of my parents have passed away. It's been hard enough to deal with this without being harassed by these people constantly. Okay, so here's a bottom line. I've told you and I've warned you, be very careful and think twice before reaching out and contacting any free referral service. Because you know what? I guess you get what you paid for.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years.
We have never actively volunteered in a political campaign.
The incredible waste of our taxpayer dollars compelled us to act.
Our county is in crisis, but District 1 Supervisor Kevin Cry is at the heart of the problems we face.
District 1 residents are coming together from all political parties.
Sign the recall petition.
It takes all of us to restore county government.
Help stop reckless spending. Recall Kevin Cry.
Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
AOY.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
If you run a small business, you should know not all months are created equal. In your small business, you have seasonality, meaning the natural ebbs and flows of your customers and your sales. Some months might be great, and some months are not great, and they may be affected by the season. The classic example is an ice cream store isn't that busy in the winter compared to when it's hot in the summer. You need to know your seasonality so you can plan your revenue, your cash flow, and your expenses. That way, you won't be spending a ton of money in a month that you know is going to have low revenue. Compute your seasonality and your cash flow will improve.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Is the new Barbie movie a blast of summer fun or a two-hour lecture on feminism? Of course, we can't have as so much as a hint of romance between Robbie's Barbie and Gosling's Ken. That's not empowering. Robbie's Barbie even says flat out at one point early in the movie to Ken, "I don't want you here." Never mind that little girls bought millions and millions of Ken dolls so their Barbie could have a romance for the ages. Check out the full review at the Hollywood in Toto podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast provider.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. If you have questions, visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so in that consumer alert, oh, man, there were many other complaints that I wanted to share. There's just not enough time. I believe there were 30 complaints in the last 12 months, and several of them, again, they just keep harassing these people, even after their parents have passed away. When I say that some of these business tactics are unethical, that's what I mean. If they know the best place for your mom or your dad, your elderly loved one, is across the street, and they're not willing to pay to play, and you'll never hear about them because they don't make any money doing that, that's unethical. Okay? When I say all this stuff, I actually mean it, and I've got a lot of information to back it up. So that's why I get pretty hot and bothered about this stuff and pretty fired up about it. So anyway, if you want to compare and contrast the services of my firm, Senior Care Consulting, with the free referral services, let me just invite you to go to our website. Again, that's SeniorCareConsulting.com. And just go to the Senior Care Difference. And there is a devastating compare and contrast chart. Senior Care Consulting versus the free referral services. Absolutely devastating. I would invite you to check that out. If there's any question at all, go to SeniorCareConsulting.com and just check that out. Just check it out. Okay? And if you're thinking about reaching out to, you know, that particular very large free referral service or any other of the new breed, the new flavor of the week, trying, you know, of the free referral service that I talked about a couple of weeks ago, if you wonder how they work, I'm going to make it real easy for you. You just look for one term, one word, and that word is free. If it's free to you, they don't work for you. They'll be referring you to their business partners. They hope that their business partners will close the sale. They hope that you move in with one of them, and then they provide the giant kickback to these referral services. So anyway, look for free. If the word is free, that's how they work. I'm going to shift gears to a much, much better topic and more exciting and more uplifting. I want to talk about Senior Care Consulting franchising. That's right, Senior Care Consulting. I've wanted to do this for a long time. I wanted to expand the services of Senior Care Consulting to reach as many people as possible, to serve them with honor, to help them in their greatest time of need, to offer them a placement service with integrity. That is what we offer. It could not be more different than the free referral services. It is so much better. It is not even in the same ballpark. It's not even in the same planet, okay? It's completely different. They may sound similar on the surface, but once you go about an eighth of an inch below the surface, you will see the gigantic difference. And again, you can learn a lot more about that at seniorcareconsulting.com. But I have, I'm now in a position where I'm going to expand Senior Care Consulting nationally, all across America. We're going to be expanding into not every single state yet, but like 35, 36 states. And I'm really, really excited about that. It's through the franchising model. So if you're someone who, I mean, I'm talking with a lot of folks right now. You know what the number one most consistent theme is when I'm talking to these people for the first time? We set up a Zoom meeting. We have a great conversation, kind of a get to meet you, kind of a meeting for about an hour or so. We have a nice chat, nice conversation. Every single person I ask them, what do you find most attractive and most appealing about Senior Care Consulting? Every single one of them says, we love the way you do business. We love the placement service with integrity, the ethical business approach. That, I guess, is old-fashioned now. That's old school. And, hey, if that's old school, call me old school all day long. My brain is not wired the way all these other folks are doing business. That grosses me out. I don't have an ounce of that kind of thing in my body. Okay? This is honest. This is a very high level of service. This is a very personal service. And I could not be more proud and more excited to offer this service now nationally. So we're in the process of talking to a lot of folks all around the country. And if you want to be one of the first in, we're going to form a founders club for anyone who jumps in with me and starts the training process and starts the process of opening your own senior care consulting office in your city, in your area. You'll be part of our Founders Club from now through the end of 2023. And then that will set up a nice foundation for the beginning of an absolute explosion beginning in 2024. But I would invite you, if you want to be a pioneer in your area, if you want to stick out like a sore thumb in a very positive way, all right, let's talk about a senior care consulting franchise. And particularly if you work in the area of senior care, your licensed nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, a sales and marketing professional in the world of senior care, maybe you're a director of nursing, maybe you're on the clinical side, maybe you're a social worker helping people. I mean, there are a lot of people working in the business of senior care, and they get this immediately. And I've had a lot of them reach out to me already, and we're in discussion. So, and you don't have to be from the world of senior care, okay? We're looking for the right people with the right heart, wanting to serve people in their greatest time of need, and who believe that when you serve people with integrity and ethically, it's the right thing to do, and it's something that you can feel good about and proud of. Reach out to Senior Care Consulting. I'm going to give you the number of our franchising. It's 833-SCC-FRAN or 833-722-3726. You could also just go to seniorcareconsulting.com and fill out the contact form there. All right, so let's wrap this show up here. I want to give a special thanks to my friend Darren Wilhite for producing our program and, frankly, being the voice of Senior Care Live. He's got that silky smooth voice. And, Darren, thank you for all you do.
Well, this is Morgan Freeman. Oh. I can't believe that you chose Darren to do your opener when you could have had me.
Morgan, I'm sorry I missed you, but I like Darren's voice better. So.
Well, okay, I'll be going now. No, thank you, Steve. I enjoy doing it, man. I really do.
All right. I love him. Thanks to all of the very special people who have helped me over all of these years. You know who you are. I can't thank you enough. And thanks to my wife, who has stood by my side every single day the entire time. Thanks to my mom for being my biggest cheerleader always. And thanks to you, the listeners of my program. I appreciate all of you more than you could possibly know. And guess what? I'm just getting started. Now that Senior Care Consulting is expanding through the franchise model, very soon there will be thousands and thousands of families all across the country that will be treated with respect and served appropriately. They'll be served with dignity and they'll be served with integrity. That's the senior care difference. And thanks for helping me celebrate the 21st anniversary of my firm, Senior Care Consulting. Thank you so very much. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump arrives at the Iowa State Fair with a dozen Florida lawmakers.
It was a move aimed squarely at Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who also courted voters at the fair on Saturday. DeSantis is running a distant second to Trump, who attracted large crowds at the fairgrounds. Mike Pence, Nikki Haley, and Vivek Ramaswamy were among other GOP candidates making the rounds in Des Moines. Iowa's State Fair is a traditional stop for White House hopefuls, and it comes a couple of weeks before the first Republican presidential debate. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Texas Republican Congressman Chip Roy says he will not approve funding for the Department of Homeland Security or the Justice Department unless changes are made. Congress has a deadline of September 30th to pass appropriation bills to fund government agencies. Heritage Foundation Distinguished Fellow Steve Bradbury.
I think that the broader forms of fundamental reform probably not likely to pass the Senate in the near term. It is something that is going to require some bipartisan support to get to that 60-vote threshold in the Senate.
Bradbury tells Salem Radio Network there could be some progress in advancing some of the proposed reforms.
The need for appropriations money and the need for FISA reauthorization gives momentum to the calls for at least some targeted reforms.
Authorities say four people have died, a fifth still missing, following a house explosion in western Pennsylvania that destroyed three homes and damaged at least a dozen others. Officials warning the effort to find and identify the dead in Maui just beginning. The death count has reached 93, will likely climb higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
The summer's heat wave tests the stamina and resourcefulness at a major Southern youth baseball event.
Talk about high heat. At a youth baseball tournament in Louisiana this past week, temps reached 105 degrees, and the heat index topped out at 117. Tim Ward is a Dixie Youth Baseball umpire.
I was on the field, and the heat overcame me. I started having a stiff neck. Started getting dizzy, motioned for the umpires to come in and check on me. After that, I couldn't tell you what happened.
Spectator Kevin Murphy says don't even think about canceling a game due to the heat.
We're going to be here rain, shine, hot, snow, whatever it takes.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Taxpayers going to pick up the tab for a new illegal immigrant shelter in New York. $20 million a month, about $10,000 per illegal immigrant if all 2,000 beds are filled. News and analysis at townhall.com. A plane that crashed during an air show near Detroit was a Soviet-era fighter jet, a privately owned MiG-23. It was taking part in the Thunder Over Michigan air show, one of the largest in the country. Video posted online shows two people apparently ejecting from the plane before it crashed into an apartment building parking lot about 40 miles east of Detroit. Efforts underway to save Florida reefs.
The current heat wave has already led to historic coral bleaching. After receiving reports of the distressed reef in July, various rescue groups have engaged in round-the-clock removal of coral from shallow nurseries in the Atlantic Ocean. Water surface temperatures averaged about 91 degrees last month, well above the typical July average of 85 degrees. Scuba divers are collecting pieces of coral and taking them to land-based labs for short-term storage or deeper water nurseries to ride out the heat wave. John Scott report.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
We've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years.
We have never actively volunteered in a political campaign.
The incredible waste of our taxpayer dollars compelled us to act.
Our county is in crisis, but District 1 Supervisor Kevin Cry is at the heart of the problems we face.
District 1 residents are coming together from all political parties.
Sign the recall petition.
It takes all of us to restore county government.
Help stop reckless spending. Recall Kevin Cry.
Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Lots to talk about this week on the health front, and we want you to join us. 877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office. You can pose a question or share a comment. We've got plenty of stories to run down for you as we put together for you some of the most important developments on the high-tech medical front, along with the best of natural therapies. We call that intelligent medicine. 877-726-8255, our number. We've got an early caller, John from Connecticut. How are you?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman.
Hi. How are you? Welcome.
It's about the erythritol?
Yeah.
Fever.
Yes, the erythritol study. What about that?
Well, I'm a diabetic.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I put lemon juice with my well water, and I put that in for a sweetener, and I've reduced my insulin from 35 units to 10.
Great.
And that's what, that's part of what's helping me, but I don't want to get a heart attack and a stroke because that's what the doctor told me I was going to have if I didn't reduce my blood sugar and blood pressure.
Indeed. And now there's a story about the potentially harmful effects of erythritol, which is a natural sweetener. Thanks for your call, because you're actually teeing me off on something that I was about to discuss at the beginning of the show anyway. So a perfect call. So settle back and listen to what I have to say about this, okay? I just wrote a column for our newsletter, which will be released this week if you subscribe to our newsletter. Great, you'll get it in your inbox. If not, go to drhoffman.com and subscribe. It's free. And this week's subject is, should you chuck your erythritol sweetened products? So a little background on this is, I hadn't really consumed much in the way of erythritol until recently. I was at a nutrition conference, and I was at the beverage station during a break, and made myself a cup of tea. And then I looked at the sweetener options, and I saw a bunch of packets containing variously sugar, Splenda, and NutraSweet. And I said no to all three because I don't like to increase my sugar intake. But these natural sweeteners don't cut it because I was well aware that there are downsides to them. We've been talking about that here on Intelligent Medicine. For example, there was a huge study, the Nutrinet Santé study out of France. You know, that's what they say. Instead of cheers, they say Santé when you click your wine glasses. And the Nutrinet Santé study demonstrated that intake of NutraSweet, which is aspartame, was associated with an increased risk of cerebrovascular events. That means strokes. And sucralose, which is Splenda, was associated with increased coronary heart disease risk. So I didn't have any of those. But I noticed there was a booth nearby that had samples on display of erythritol. And I said, great, I've got a cup of tea here. I want to put something a little sweet into it. And I grabbed one, added it to my tea. And I was pleased to note that it had just the right amount of sweetness without the cloying aftertaste that pure stevia sometimes produces. So fast forward to last month, I went to my local health food store and I learned to my dismay that it was closing. But the unexpected boon was that they were liquidating their inventory at 40% off. So I bought a bunch of staples, and then I noticed a packet of erythritol there. And so I said, great, you know, I can sweeten my tea in the morning with that. Sometimes I like my tea plain, but sometimes I like to put something sweet in there. And I started doing that. I started enjoying my tea in the morning. And then all of a sudden this study, and, you know, as you're well aware, John, headlines like these abound. Sugar substitute erythritol common in keto foods may increase your risk for stroke. That was USA Today. National News reported artificial sweetener diet drinks and protein bars may increase the risk of heart attack. And CNN wrote zero-calorie sweetener linked to heart attack and stroke, study finds. And they continued in the article, if your blood level of erythritol was in the top 25% compared to the bottom 25%, there was about a twofold higher risk for heart attack and stroke. They say that's on par with the strongest of cardiac risk factors like diabetes, which you have, John. So I saw those headlines, and in light of that, you know, I contemplated chucking my erythritol because, man, I don't want it to give me a heart attack or a stroke. But then I decided to do a little bit of a judicious review of the scientific literature on this. And here's what I came up with. You know, rather than a knee-jerk response, which is what a lot of the people in the media have had. For example, you know, this gives you an idea on Twitter, you know, which has got a lot of alarmist stuff. Joel Kahn, MD, writes, beware, erythritol sweetener. A guy who has the moniker The Liver Doc writes, dear friends, if you were using artificial sweeteners, please read the ingredients label. If you see erythritol as one of the ingredients, please avoid. So, okay, I looked at the actual article, and it's legit. It's from the Cleveland Clinic, which is a prestigious place, and it's by a guy named Dr. Stanley Hazen. He's chair of the Department of Cardiovascular Metabolic Sciences there, and he's an authority on cardiovascular disease prevention. He's got scores of papers and patents to his credit, so, you know, he's a very, very credible guy. But I remember that name, and it turns out that Dr. Hazen was also the author of a bit of a scare story that has to do with something called TMAO, trimethylamine oxide. If you are kind of an aficionado of this stuff, you'll remember that there was a whole lot of concern raised about 10 years ago about choline, which is present in fish and soy, and carnitine, which is present in meat, converting to this bad thing called TMAO. And they said if you measure TMAO, you'll find that people have high TMAO are at risk for cardiovascular disease. The problem is that this particular paradigm has not really fared well under scrutiny because, and I write this in my article, a recent study showed that TMAO maybe a neutral bystander to vascular function. That, there's a lot of controversy about whether that really has panned out. So, look, I won't hold that against Dr. Hazen, but that scare story did not really ultimately pan out. And, in fact, it's kind of counterintuitive because people who eat a lot of fish, which is rich in choline, they don't have more heart attacks. In fact, au contraire, people who eat a lot of soy, it actually reduces the risk of heart attacks. That's the choline that supposedly makes a lot of TMAO. And studies that look at meat intake, if they control for the healthy user effect, which means people who eat a lot of meat, well, they don't necessarily follow the healthiest lifestyles. But meat per se is not the culprit when it comes to cardiovascular disease. Well, the TMAO theory falls apart. But, okay, so let's look at the new paper. And I'm going to break that down for you, John, if you stay on the line with us, because there are some flaws in the reasoning behind this paper, which has created all kinds of alarms for people who consume erythritol. Erythritol present in some of the natural sweeteners, it's been popularized as something called Truvia. Truvia is a combination of stevia and erythritol. Stevia alone sometimes, at least a little bit of a bitter aftertaste. It's not a perfect sugar substitute. It's generally considered very safe. But they add a little erythritol to it and make a hybrid product called Truvia, which people consume a lot of. It's a popular zero-calorie sweetener. So we'll do a deep dive on this study when we return. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. John from Connecticut, stay put. This is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specifically curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils, soft gels, and now gummies. All of their products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code HOFFMAN30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection gummies. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust. The very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. FullScript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Have you ever wanted to memorize scripture and know it so well that you can share its truth with others without skipping a verbal beat?
Have you ever thought that was impossible?
Well, then, you've never met Dr. Tom Meyer, nationally known as the Bible Memory Man.
That's right, Jane. In his class that begins September 5th through December the 11th at Shasta Bible College and Graduate School, Professor Meyer will illustrate and teach his proven method of memorizing and reciting God's Word. I'm Dr. Dave Nicholas, here with Chaplain Jane D'Angelo. We're amazed at how Dr. Tom's students respond to the memorization techniques he teaches them. Enroll today for his class, Tuesday afternoon, September 5th through December the 11th, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
That's right. Enrolling for accredited college credit or audit will prepare you for the spiritual battles ahead. And remember, Dr. Meyer is the Bible memory man who recites God's word from memory.
You can register for Dr. Meyer's class today by calling 530-221-4275. That's 530-221-4275.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We're breaking down that new scare story about erythritol for you. And it comes to us from the Cleveland Clinic, which I must say has a great PR department because this paper has some problems. It's a very elegant paper, I will admit, but there's some sleight of hand at work here, and I'll break it down for you. First of all, the paper demonstrates that high blood levels of erythritol really are associated with elevated risk of major cardiovascular events. Okay, so there's that connection. Also, in another part of this paper, they fed volunteers with erythritol, and they demonstrated that they could hike their blood levels of erythritol. So we have the connection between consumed erythritol and higher blood levels. And then finally, they demonstrated that there is a mechanism by which erythritol hikes the risk of blood clots because it tends to cause platelets to become more sticky. So looking at that, you know, a lot of people be ready to chuck their erythritol because they think they might, drink some erythritol sweetened tea and immediately clutch their chest in pain and succumb to a heart attack. But as many of you as student intelligent medicine listeners know by now, correlation is not causation. So while higher blood levels of erythritol may be associated with cardiovascular risk, they may not be the actual cause. All right? So there's a compelling reason to believe that erythritol is not the cause, but rather a consequence of cardiovascular disease, because it turns out that just like cholesterol, in addition to consuming cholesterol we make it. Our body makes about 80% of the cholesterol in our bloodstream. About 20% comes from diet, more or less. Same thing with erythritol. And it turns out that people who are overweight or have blood sugar problems like metabolic syndrome and diabetes, they make more of it. So it may be that it is a sign of cardiovascular risk and not necessarily the cause of cardiovascular risk. And we call this reverse causation, which is a common error that many people make when they look at two phenomena and wrongly assume that one is the cause while the other is the effect. But what about this thing where the Hazen team demonstrated that feeding volunteers erythritol hikes their blood levels dangerously? Well, they just used 8 healthy volunteers, and they gave them a really big dollop of erythritol in a drink. That's not too realistic, because the drink contained 30 grams of erythritol, and that little sachet, that packet of erythritol that I add to my tea in the morning, delivers only 2 grams. So is this really realistic? You know, how many people actually consume 30 grams? That would be like 15 cups of sweetened tea, right? While we know that high blood levels of erythritol are associated with cardiovascular risk and that platelets can be rendered stickier when exposed to a big hit of that, what's the take home for people who are at low cardiovascular risk and who aren't making a lot of erythritol and simply enjoy an occasional small amount of the stuff? So here's an interesting fact. It's a little pop quiz. What country in the world has the highest intake of erythritol from natural food sources? All right. It turns out it's Japan, whose inhabitants consume many times the amount we Americans do, although now we're catching up because we have these erythritol sweetened beverages, but they get it from natural sources. The major natural sources of erythritol include soy sauce, sake, beer, mushrooms, and melon, which are all popular in Japan. You can also find it in wine, pears, and grapes. Now, the average American consumes 25 grams per day. The per capita consumption in Japan often exceeds 100 grams. So check it out when we look at the death rate from heart disease in Japan. It's 30.6 per 100,000, and for the U.S. it's 210 per 100,000. So our death rate is many times higher from heart disease. Japan ranks 181 in the world for heart disease, and we're like right up there among the, if not number one, among the top 5. So it turns out that the erythritol-saturated Japanese rank first in longevity among all the world's countries. So if erythritol really was such a killer that, you know, it would affect the Japanese, there are actually studies done a while ago that suggest that erythritol may be protective against vascular disease. There was a study that I dug up that says that erythritol consumption acutely improved small vessel endothelial function, and chronic treatment with erythritol reduced aortic stiffness. The conclusion, erythritol may be a preferred sugar substitute for patients with diabetes. So they're saying, not only is it not bad, it might be good. Yeah, well, that's an old study. So people who have GI problems, you can't take too much of these sugar alcohols. They're called polyol, sorbitol, erythritol, xylitol, maltitol. They run through you kind of quickly. They're things to avoid if you're on a low FODMAP diet. But the other thing about these sugar things is they keep you interested in sugar. So if you're really interested in kicking the sugar habit, maybe go easy on these sugar substitutes because they will pique your appetite for sweets, and then you might go for the real thing. That's the bottom line. Don't panic. Erythritol, you know, in modest amounts, not a big problem. This is Intelligent Medicine.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling, and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
American Ironwork, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Wings of Summer Butterfly House is open now at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil enclosed garden, perfect for all ages and nature enthusiasts. Come find your favorite butterfly species using our ID cards as you make your way through this peaceful exhibit filled with fluttering winged friends. Presented by Weichart Realtors, Domke & Associates. Open now through August 13th. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. At the Queen of Dragons, we house a remarkable selection of fresh, locally sourced, top-shelf indoor premium products packaged daily. Our prices start at just $25 per eighth. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. We're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Queen Dragons. Join our vibrant community, The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Visit us at www.queenofdragons.com or call 530-276-9771 to evaluate your cannabis experience today.
I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gerhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Okay, 877-726-8255. We invite your calls, your questions. We're breaking down all the important news stories of the week for you here on the health front. And here's a clickbait headline for you. Men who drink Coca-Cola or Pepsi have larger testicles, study suggests. Okay, it's in a tabloid paper, the Daily Mail. But talk about toxic masculinity. We'll do a deep dive on that story momentarily. But more germane to at least my personal concerns, you see, I'm a mosquito magnet. And if you want to go hiking, you want to go hiking with me because I will lure all the mosquitoes in the environs to my skin, and they will bite me preferentially and stay away from you. There's just something about my aroma, something about the oils in my skin, my pheromones. These are the attractants that the body manufactures for sexual signaling and communication at a subliminal level that attract mosquitoes. Not necessarily members of the opposite sex, but mosquitoes. Well, they're female mosquitoes, so, you know, maybe there's something to it. They suck human blood, and that nourishes them so that they can lay eggs. All right, this is a breakthrough that I highly anticipate. Researchers map mosquito cells that may help the insects choose tastiest humans. I'm down with that. And it turns out that mosquitoes don't have noses. What they do have, however, is highly sensitive antennae. That's the plural of antennas. Mosquitoes detect odors mostly through their antennae. And scientists have long observed that variations in odors, heat, humidity, and carbon dioxide are factors in attracting mosquitoes to some individuals more than others. And so they're devoting considerable time, effort, and dollars to deciphering the language of the antennae, specifically what it is, what combination of chemicals turns mosquitoes on to the presence of suitable humans to bite. And so they say that further studies will focus on identifying the specific receptors that cause mosquitoes to be attracted to human odors. Okay, and this is a worthwhile study. It's funded by the National Institutes of Health. Research is underway at Johns Hopkins. And so, yeah, maybe in the future we can figure out something that will deter the mosquitoes from biting. It's not some sort of harmful, toxic thing like DEET. You know, you apply it to your skin, and it kills the bugs, repels the bugs, but it's not exactly great because it gets absorbed through your system, and that may not be good for you, especially for young kids. Not great about, you know, applying DEET to young kids when they go into the woods. 877-726-8255, our number. And speaking of innovations, well, you've heard me talk about the innovative formulations from Vital Nutrients. Now they've developed BCQ, a powerful herbal and proteolytic formula that attacks something very, very fundamental to the cause of disease, which is the inflammatory response. Many, many functions in the body have to do with inflammation. That's how a lot of things go wrong, with a lot of itises. And indeed, many degenerative disorders are associated with runaway inflammation. The nutrients in this distinctive formula, BCQ, also support gastrointestinal function and help maintain healthy connective tissue, which applies to the joints. BCQ combines boswellia and curcumin with quercetin, it's a potent bioflavonoid, and bromelain. It's a proteolytic enzyme for healthy inflammatory response in joints, sinus, and the digestive tract. For more information to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co. Vital Nutrients has been known for nearly 30 years for their clean and innovative formulations
utilizing peer-reviewed research, bioavailable and bioactive ingredients in therapeutic doses. I take them, and I use them in my practice. Just go to vitalnutrients.co and check them out. All right, now to that story with the very, very enticing headline, men who drink Coca-Cola or Pepsi have larger testicles, study suggests. So, you know, the expression big cojones. Okay, so the implication is that you got to drink a lot of sugary soda to develop that attribute. And the story goes like this. The country's most popular sodas might refresh the parts other drinks can't reach by giving men bigger testicles and making them more masculine, a study suggests. Look, here's the problem. Research done on mice showed adult males, this is mice, who drank Coca-Cola or Pepsi had higher testosterone levels and larger genitals than their peers. Research in animals, in particularly when it comes to mice, has revealed the cure to many diseases. But, you know, we can sever the spinal cords of mice and we can fix them with this or that or the other procedure and they can learn to walk again. But so far, it doesn't translate to humans. And so, this study on mice is suggestive of an effect, I'll admit. But, when it comes to suggesting that humans should drink a lot of soda to get bigger nether parts, I'm thinking that's not the correct interpretation. One group of 30 male mice was kept in a cage, and their water bottle was filled with 50% Pepsi mixed with tap water. Another 30 mice were kept in a different cage and given pure Pepsi. The same was done for two groups of mice, but with Coca-Cola. And a fifth group was used as a control and given pure water. The mice could drink as much as they pleased for 15 days. The mass of the mice's testicles was measured on day 0, 5, 7, 10, 13, and 15. Boy, I hate to be the grad student doing that study. I'm measuring mice testicles. Turns out that on day 15, the mass of the mice's testicles significantly higher in the groups that drank Coca-Cola 100% Pepsi compared with the 50% Pepsi in control groups. There was a dose response effect. The more they drank, the bigger their testicles. But guess what? Taking a lot of sugar can promote faster growth, and that's what these products deliver. Here's the problem. When it comes to humans, study after study has suggested that the more sugar you take in, the more likely you are to become obese, and obesity is associated with the opposite, with a decline in testosterone. And a propensity to diabetes, which is very often associated with hypogonadism, lack of sex hormones. So many diabetic men require testosterone shots to optimize their testosterone levels. They have low T. So this study, this garbage study done in apparently some remote part of China, because I looked at the university that does the studies, and they do a lot of yak research. Maybe they should stick to yak research in the upper research reaches near Mongolia. I'm not thinking this is a good idea if you want to enhance your masculinity. In fact, au contraire, I think it could put a dent in your sexual performance. 877-726-8255, our number. By the way, that number available to you 24-7, 365, all through the week. Question should occur to you. Just call 877-726-8255 and record your question. Here's one. When it comes to stomach cancer, what particular food can have a protective effect against the risk of stomach cancer? Bad cancer, because high risk of dying of stomach cancer. The 5-year survival rate, relatively low. It can be cured if caught early, but once it's spread, very, very poor prognosis. So definitely want to prevent stomach cancer. The allium vegetable family has antibacterial, antioxidant, and immune modulation properties, and thus suggesting anti-tumor effects.
And here's what they did. They did a prospective study. They examined whether allium vegetable intake would change the risk of gastric cancer occurrence. And they also looked at whether this would be modified by vitamin supplementation, specifically garlic supplementation apart from diet, and treatment for Helicobacter pylori, which is a known potential cause of stomach cancer. And they looked at a lot of folks, over 3,000, and they gathered information on the intake of allium vegetables, garlic vegetables, onions, scallions, and what they found was that there was an inverse association of the risk of gastric cancer with total allium vegetable and garlic vegetable intake. And it was particularly strong for those who got placebo vitamins or placebo garlic. And that suggests a potential effect modification by nutritional supplementation, which has an additive benefit with the dietary intake of allium vegetables. So the suggestion, the take-home from this is, yeah, eat a lot of garlic, especially garlic, but also allium family vegetables, which include leeks. I love to make leek soup. Also onions, of course. These are among the allium family. But also consider supplements like chiolic aged garlic extract, which has demonstrable immune support and potentially anti-cancer effects. 877-726-8255, our number. We'll be back with more of today's Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
You're listening to an encore broadcast, The Best of Intelligent Medicine, with me, Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
As you know by now, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation, Plus CBD Daily Balance THC-free. Daily Balance is a daily use supplement that provides the benefits of CBD without the concern of other cannabinoids like THC causing unwanted effects. Daily Balance contains the purest form of hemp-derived CBD in high concentrations to help you overcome intense challenges to mental and physical well-being. All Plus CBD products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Daily Balance THC-free line of oil, soft gels, and gummies.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. Through Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection Performance Parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's Small Business Conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
If you run a small business, you should know not all months are created equal. In your small business, you have seasonality, meaning the natural ebbs and flows of your customers and your sales. Some months might be great, and some months are not great, and they may be affected by the season. The classic example is an ice cream store isn't that busy in the winter compared to when it's hot in the summer. You need to know your seasonality so you can plan your revenue, your cash flow, and your expenses. That way, you won't be spending a ton of money in a month that you know is going to have low revenue. Compute your seasonality and your cash flow will improve.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Is new Barbie movie a blast of summer fun or a two-hour lecture on feminism? Of course, we can't have as so much as a hint of romance between Robbie's Barbie and Gosling's Ken. That's not empowering. Robbie's Barbie even says flat out at one point early in the movie to Ken, "I don't want you here." Never mind that little girls bought millions and millions of Ken dolls so their Barbie could have a romance for the ages. Check out the full review at the Hollywood in Toto podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast provider.
This is a special encore performance of Intelligent Medicine. We're not live this week, but check in with us again next weekend.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And I told you about how you can record a question by calling 877-726-8255 anytime you like. And I promise to take some of those calls, so let's hear one.
Two quick questions. Something I read that clinical trials showed that omega-3 fatty acids like fish oil, which I give to my husband and myself, can cause an increased risk for atrial fibrillation, which my husband has and is on Eliquis because of it. So I was wondering if you could comment on that, and should I stop giving him the fish oil. And the other thing is a big article that I read in the Consumer Magazine about cadmium and lead in dark chocolate, which I eat a little piece of every day, and it's 85% cacao, or however you pronounce that.
Okay, so let's tackle the last question first, which is about the high cadmium and lead levels in chocolate. And this is based on a study that was done that used more stringent guidelines than even the EPA uses for food quality. It's based on the Prop 65 guidelines in California, which are so stringent that a lot of ordinary consumer products end up being the subject of class action lawsuits because this or that or the other thing has above an unrealistic threshold of some of these things. But no question, cadmium and lead are bad. And you don't want a cocoa product that is said to confer health benefits to give you heavy metals. It turns out that cocoa as a plant is what's called a bioaccumulator. It pulls in a lot of toxic things from the soil, including lead and cadmium. And so it's a little hard in cocoa horticulture to prevent that. It's not like they're
raising these cocoa plants on some kind of Superfund site. It's just that there's naturally background levels of these things present in the soil, more so in some areas than others. And so you have to be careful. And, you know, just to mention that the company that we talk about here, which is Flava Naturals, they screen very carefully for lead and cadmium. They have a very high flavanol cocoa product, which we'll talk about next hour, which I consider safe, and I consume enormous amounts of it. And it delivers the health benefits without the exposure to the cocoa, to the lead and the cadmium. So when it comes to this atrial fibrillation thing, there was a study recently that shows that there's a slightly higher risk of atrial fibrillation in people who consume fish oil. But when it comes to your husband, that ship has sailed already. He has atrial fibrillation. So it's not going to make the atrial fibrillation worse. He needs to keep taking his Eliquis, and he needs to take whatever medication helps him to control his atrial fibrillation. But you know, once you have atrial fibrillation, whether you take fish oil or not, it's not going to make it worse. And it might make things better because fish oil is actually a little bit of a natural blood thinner. So it may make him less likely to have the biggest consequence of atrial fibrillation, which is a stroke. So that, I think, is fine. You know, let's break it down. Two types of arrhythmias. One is atrial fibrillation, which is usually pretty benign, except for the fact that it somewhat increases your risk of blood clots, and therefore you need a blood thinner. And then there's ventricular arrhythmias, which are really the dangerous kind that can cause sudden death. And in fact, that's what Damar Hamlin recently had on the football field. It caused him to go into cardiac arrest. Ventricular tachycardia, that is, you know, life-threatening. And it turns out that when it comes to fish oil actually has a suppressive effect on the more dangerous kind of arrhythmia, the more life-threatening kind. Atrial fibrillation has been shown to reduce sudden cardiac death by 80%. Omega-3 fats also reduce resting heart rate. They improve heart rate recovery after exercise. There was also a 38% reduction in the firing of defibrillators. So they have implantable defibrillators for people with life-threatening arrhythmias. Dick Cheney was someone who had one of those. And it's working for him, even though he's had, like, you know, 14 heart attacks. The firing of these occur when an arrhythmia develops, and then they send an electrical impulse, which basically shocks your heart the way that Damar Hamlin was revived on the field. But this is annoying when it happens. You know, all of a sudden, boom, you know, you get electric shock. When people took fish oil, they had a 38% reduction in painful defibrillator firings during the course of their fish oil supplementation. So another point to be made is Greenland. Let's take a look at Greenland. Lots and lots of omega-3-rich fish, the inhabitants of Greenland, the indigenous population. They have a very, very low prevalence of atrial fibrillation. So if indeed, you know, lots of omega-3 caused atrial fibrillation, I'm thinking, you know, that would be kind of demonstration that that is not the case. Eskimos or Inuit, as they're now called, would have a higher incidence of cardiovascular disease. Turns out that they have a lower incidence of cardiovascular disease and not necessarily a higher incidence of atrial fibrillation. So I would say that, you know, I've seen the study, and it's concerning, but for people who already have atrial fibrillation, I don't think it's germane, and in fact, I think fish oil is beneficial when it comes to atrial fibrillation. So there you have it. 877-726-8255, our number. Next hour, we're going to take a look at how the makers of sugary cereals like Lucky Charms are threatening to block the healthy food labeling guidelines in court. They say it's an infringement on their First Amendment free speech rights. What do you think? We'll tackle that subject. 877-726-8255 for calls. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free FullScript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA compliant and offers world-class support. FullScript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru, featuring the 2024 Outback Wilderness, part of the Wilderness family. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, higher ground clearance, a turbocharged engine, and all-terrain tires, it opens up new territory for you to explore. Adventure elevated. Discover the Subaru Outback Wilderness at Subaru.com/wilderness.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Authorities say the effort to find and identify the dead in the Maui wildfires just beginning. The death toll now stands at 93. Maui police say crews with cadaver dogs have covered just 3% of the search area. Only two people have been identified so far. Across the island, damage is estimated at close to $6 billion. Three different law firms are now investigating whether the electric company on the island had anything to do with it. Severe thunderstorms in the U.S. during the first half of this year led to $34 billion in insured losses. Correspondent Jeremy House has more on the story.
It's an unprecedented level of financial damage in such a short period of time. A Swiss reinsurer said damages from convective storms in the U.S., which can come with hail, lightning, heavy rain, and high winds, accounted for nearly 70% of the $50 billion in global catastrophic damages so far this year. The storms in the U.S. were so severe, there were 10 that resulted in damages of $1 billion or more, almost double the average over the last decade. Jeremy House reporting.
President Biden's lagging public approval makes him one of the weakest incumbents in modern history to seek re-election.
Democrats were already concerned about President Joe Biden's age, along with public disapproval about the U.S. economy and the direction of the country. Attorney General Merrick Garland's appointment of a controversial special counsel to probe the president's son, Hunter Biden, exposes a new vulnerability of alleged corruption. While the latter development may not have lowered Mr. Biden's standing within his own party, his overall approval on the RealClearPolitics.com average is below 42%, lower at this point in his first term than each of his three predecessors, former Presidents Trump, Obama, and Bush. George Williams reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's a Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Muscle cars are being dropped by their manufacturers.
Ford will start shipping new versions of the Mustang muscle car next week, and more than two-thirds of the orders are for 5-liter V8 engines. The orders come as Detroit automakers are phasing out the autos in order to meet government emissions requirements as they transition to electric vehicles. Ford says it has about 13,000 U.S. orders for the 2024 Mustangs. Of the orders, 67% have the V8, and more than a quarter of those have manual transmissions. General Motors announced in March it will stop making the Chevrolet Camaro early next year. Stellantis will stop making gas versions of the Dodge Challenger and Charger by the end of this year. Keith Peters reporting.
Former President Trump is campaigning at the Iowa State Fair this weekend with several other presidential candidates. The fair is a traditional stop for White House hopefuls. It comes a couple of weeks before the first Republican presidential debate. News and analysis at townhall.com. Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio is introducing legislation to crack down on illegal visa overstays.
One of the main sources of illegal immigration is not just the border jumpers. It's the people who come in through a legal visa but then never, ever do anything to either renew that visa or to go back home when they're supposed to.
Speaking on the Salem News Channel, Vance says the bill would create a visa bond system requiring non-immigrant visa recipients to deposit a sum of money between $5,000 and $15,000 into a holding account with DHS before entering the U.S. That money would be returned to the visa holders if they leave. The chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee criticizing President Biden's deal to free five American prisoners held in Iran by basically paying Iran $6 billion. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul said he wants the Americans freed, but he warned that Iran will use the money for its terror operations and nuclear bomb aspirations. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And now, when radio was. Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
Welcome once again. I'm Greg Bell, and this time it's all about the funny stuff. As we open with Harold Perry as the great Gildersleeve, and then a legendary funny lady, Lucille Ball, visits the Colgate Sports Newsreel. Harold Perry was the son of Portuguese immigrants, and he was born in the San Francisco Bay Area in 1908. His first radio work was as a singer, but he eventually relocated to Chicago, and once there, he found work on Fibber McGee and Molly. Now, he would voice various characters before he and writer Don Quinn came up with a blowhard neighbor with the name Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve. On the late summer of 1941, Gildy got his own series. He was relocated to Summerfield to raise his orphan niece and nephew. Let's check in with him and his latest attempt at romance. This is from April 7th, 1948.
The Kraft Foods Company presents Harold Perry as the great Gildersleeve. It's seldom you find the great Gildersleeve sitting in a movie, unless there's an added attraction. This evening, the added attraction is sitting in the seat right next to him.
Comfy, Adeline?
Oh, yes, and we're just in time. It's starting.
If the picture gets too exciting, Adeline, you can hold my hand.
But Throckmorton, this is a romantic picture.
Oh? Well, then I'll hold your hand.
All right.
Nice title. Love is love.
I know you'll just adore Anthony Dane.
Anthony Dane? Who's he?
Who's Anthony Dane? Oh, Throckmorton.
London, 1560, at the court of Good Queen Bess.
I just love period movies, don't you? Where they wear costumes and all.
Well, I haven't been to any where they didn't.
Which one's Anthony?
He hasn't come in yet.
I'll bet that's him.
Oh, yes, that's him.
Wearing silk stockings.
Doesn't Anthony walk gracefully? Look how he carries those broad shoulders.
I don't know how he does it on those spindly legs.
Tomorrow, I sail with the Queen's fleet for the New World.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Excuse me, Adeline. I'll get some popcorn.
No, Captain. I'll stand the sick boy's watch. Forsooth, tonight my thoughts are too heavy for sleep.
This is the void scene that I've been waiting for, Throckmorton. Anthony's soliloquy about love in the crow's nest.
Huh? Excuse me, I'll get some more popcorn.
Wonderful.
His seams are a little crooked.
My beloved, I'm back.
You came back, my lord. You came back after 3 long years.
3 long years.
Me, 3 very long years.
Shh. I had to come back to hold you again like this. Because love is...
Oh, my goodness.
Mercy, what a man.
Yes, come along, Adeline. It's over. It's all over.
All right, but I could sit here all night.
Pardon me. Pardon me, miss. Madam.
Well, but we can go home and talk about it, and I'll make some coffee.
Let's walk by the office first, huh? Pick up some cigars. I chewed all I had to keep awake.
Can't you get some at Mr. Peavy's? I'd love a soda.
It's pretty late, Adeline. Everything's closed now, and I'm too tired to go shopping around.
Well, if you're so tired, Throckmorton, let's call a taxi.
Taxi? I can't sit down anymore. 3 long years.
You know, Throckmorton, I really shouldn't be coming up to a man's office at this hour.
Why not? Man has to have cigars.
Well, if the Queen's attendant went to the fountain with Anthony unchaperoned, I guess I can go to the water department with you.
Yeah, and you know, come to think of it, I've never really shown you around here, have I, Adeline?
No, you haven't. Wasn't Anthony wonderful? So tender with women and so rough with the Indians.
Yes. Well, here's where I run the water department that you've heard so much about, Adeline. That's my executive-type chair behind the desk. And there's the...
Throckmorton, do you think your hair will get that distinguished steel gray at the temples?
Huh?
Like Anthony Dane's did after 3 years in the New World.
I've been in the New World quite a while, and it hasn't turned gray yet. But it will, Adeline, if you don't stop talking about Anthony, the Great Dane.
Oh, I'm sorry, Throckmorton. I have been neglecting you, haven't I?
That's all right. I'll get my cigars out of the drawer and we'll go home.
Oh, now, Throckmorton, don't be so sensitive. Tell me about your office.
No, no, it's not very interesting anyway. Let's go home.
Gracious, what are all these important-looking papers?
Just some reports. Bessie and I have to get to the mayor early in the morning. Let's go.
Bessie?
My secretary.
You know, I think I'm a little jealous of your secretary, Throckmorton, getting to spend all day with you. I think I'd like to trade places with her.
Oh? Well, you'd probably be more efficient, but I don't think we'd get much work done.
Oh, you. Well, let's try it anyway. I'll play I'm your secretary.
Play, but Adeline...
Oh, be fun, Throckmorton.
It's getting late.
Well, you sit at your desk now, and I'll help you get out your report to the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where does your secretary usually sit?
Sit? Well, Bessie always sits in that chair, but in your case, heavy.
Oh, you.
What's that? Sounds like somebody came in.
Oh, dear.
Is that you, Gildersleeve?
Me? Oh, hello there, Mayor Terwilliger.
Gildersleeve, I saw a light, and I wondered who'd be up here at this hour.
Well, it's just me and Miss Fairchild. This is our mayor, Miss Fairchild, Mayor Terwilliger.
Well, how do you do?
How do you do? Gildersleeve, what's going on here?
Eh? No, Mr. Mayor.
You're a city official, and this is the city hall, and it's nearly midnight. Start explaining.
Explaining? Well, it's nothing to get upset about, Mr. Mayor. We were just working on your report.
My report?
Weren't we, Miss Fairchild?
Well, yes, we were.
Oh, well, then I apologize, Gildersleeve. I didn't suspect you'd be working late. As a matter of fact, I didn't even know you had a new secretary.
New secretary? Oh, yes, yes. New secretary.
Well, really,
Now, Miss Fairchild, never interrupt the mayor.
That's all right. I think you've done the right thing for once, Gildersleeve, getting rid of your old secretary.
What?
There have been lots of mistakes coming out of your office, and I knew you couldn't be making all of them.
Well, I try to do my part.
What?
I mean, Bessie makes a few mistakes, but she's not a bad secretary.
Nonsense, Gildersleeve. She was grossly incompetent, you know it.
But...
I know you hated to let her go, but an executive has to be hard at times for the good of the city.
Oh, yes, for the good of the city.
Why, I wouldn't even hesitate to fire you, Gildersleeve, for the good of the city.
Oh, yeah, well, we wouldn't want that to happen.
But Mayor Terwilliger...
Oh, with me, Miss Fairchild.
Well, I'll say goodnight now and stop by in the morning when you're not so busy.
In the morning?
I always like to get acquainted with our new employees. Don't work too late. Good night.
Oh, no, we won't work. Good night.
You see, I told you this would be fun.
How do I get out of this?
Marge, again? Gosh, Unc, what are you doing up so early?
Good morning, Leroy. Marjorie.
Unc, you are up early.
Early? Not so early. Bertie, breakfast. I'm in a little hurry.
That you, Mr. Gildersleeve? You up early.
Oh, my goodness.
You see, you are up early. What's up, Unc?
Leroy, I just have to get down to my office and take care of a few things. Eat your prunes.
You want some of the paper? Leroy has the comics.
No time for the paper.
I'll read the comics to you, Unc.
Oh?
Wow, Biff, Zoe, take that... To be continued.
Oh, my goodness. Leroy, I have a big enough headache without that machine gun stuff.
Your eyes do look tired, Unky. Didn't you sleep well?
No. Bertie, let's hustle it up.
I hear you, Juice. I didn't know you was getting up so early.
What was that? Oh, Juice.
What did you and Miss Fairchild do last night, Unky?
Well, we went to the movies.
To the movies? Not you. What'd you see?
Didn't you see Wolf Call?
Same thing, practically. Love is love.
Not Love is Love with Anthony Dane.
Anthony Dane, what a drip.
Oh, Unky, didn't he just thrill you?
No, I can't say that he did.
He's a drip.
He is not.
You just like him because all he does is make love, love, love.
Leave him. Don't try to be smart.
He's a drip.
Unky, make him stop.
Now, Leroy, let's not have an argument. He can't help it if he's a drip.
Unky!
Ain't you baiting an ace, Mr. Gildersleeve? You sneaked up on me this morning.
Thank you, Bertie.
Let me know next time you want it early, and I'll have it ready for you anytime you want it early.
Now, Bertie, let's not make a big thing of this. There's nothing so unusual about me getting to the office early. Leroy.
All you got to do is let Bertie know when you want breakfast early, and she'll have it ready anytime you want it early.
Well, fine, Bertie.
I heard you come in so late last night, I didn't think you wanted it early. How was I to know?
That's all right, Bertie.
But all you got to do is let me know anytime you want it early.
Yes, Bertie.
I'm up anyway, and all you got to do is let me know anytime you want it early.
Ye gods, I'll never get up early again, not even to save my job. Adeline thought last night was all a big joke. Why did I ever let her play secretary? Now, if I don't get Bessie out of here before the mayor shows up... She's not here yet. 9 o'clock. What a secretary. Probably the mayor's right. Maybe I should fire Bessie. No, I haven't the heart. She'd never get a job anywhere else. Besides, it was my fault. No, it was the mayor's fault for snooping around. And I like this chair. Where is that Bessie?
Good morning, Mr. Gildersleeve. You're up early.
Bessie, where have you been? It's 30 seconds after 9.
I'm sorry, Mr. Gildersleeve. I'd have been here earlier, but I stopped outside the door to pick up the mail. Here it is.
Oh.
A travel circular.
Travel circular? Say, I could take a trip.
What'd you say, Mr. Gildersleeve?
Wait a minute. Bessie, why don't you take a trip?
Me? I'm going to on my vacation. I've been dying to see the Grand Canyon.
Well, don't take off your hat. Go see it now.
What?
The Grand Canyon's wonderful this time of year. Leave this morning, Bessie. You've been working entirely too hard. Goodbye. Have a good time.
Thank you, Mr. Gildersleeve. Mr. Gildersleeve, are you feeling all right?
No, but I'll feel better if you go on a vacation. It'll give me time to straighten out things around here.
Hasn't my work been satisfactory?
Let's not go into that, Bessie. Just take your vacation immediately.
But, Mr. Gildersleeve...
Please, Bessie, don't argue. Vacate.
Mr. Gildersleeve, this isn't your nice way of telling me I'm through, is it?
No, Bessie. When you come back, everything will be the same.
Oh, I'm so glad. Because a terrible thing happened to my girlfriend when she went on vacation.
Yes, yes.
When she came back, her boss had been fired.
No, get going, Bessie. Here, I'll open the door. Come on.
And you know what I told them, Gunk?
What, Mr. Mayor?
Zeke. It's the mayor. Quick, Bessie, hide in the broom closet.
But, Mr. Gildersleeve, what about the Grand Canyon?
Shh, don't argue, Bessie. The Grand Canyon will wait. It always has. Hop in there.
But?
Don't listen to a word we say.
Gildersleeve, you here?
Yes. Yes, yes, I am. Good morning, Mayor Twilliger.
Good morning, Commissioner.
And Judge, what are you doing here?
I just had to come over, Gildy. The mayor tells me you have a new secretary.
Yes, where is she, Gildersleeve?
Well, she's in the broom closet. I mean the Grand Canyon. That is, she's out at the moment.
Oh.
She sounds like a busy little girl.
Yeah, oh, she is. We were just discussing vacations, that's why I mentioned...
I hear she's very attractive, Gildy. A blonde.
A blonde, yes, yes.
I'm sorry she isn't here, but I must get to my office. Tell Miss... what's her name, Gildersleeve?
Well,
Fairchild, wasn't that it?
Not Adeline Fairchild. Your secretary?
Shut up, you old goat.
Watch this.
Nothing. Goodbye, Mr. Mayor. Drop in again sometime.
Thank you, Gildersleeve. In fact, I'll drop back right after lunch at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock?
The girl's new. I think I should familiarize her with municipal operation.
Well, she's been familiar. I mean, she might be out to lunch at 1 o'clock.
Well, have her here, Gildersleeve. If she doesn't mind working until midnight, she won't mind being in the office at 1 o'clock.
Well, Gildy, this is a juicy bit of gossip. It seems the water commissioner has a skeleton in his closet.
I have not. Come out of the closet, Bessie.
What?
Oh, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Well, Bessie.
I heard everything. You're going to fire me.
No, I'm not, Bessie. Let me explain.
I'm going home.
Great idea, Bessie. Stay home till I call you. And stop crying.
Yes, stop crying, Bessie, because if you heard everything, he doesn't dare fire you ever.
Oh, I think I'll go to the Grand Canyon and jump in.
You're listening to When Radio Was.
Just between us, Gildersleeve isn't going to jump in. He'll be right back.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors of crepe myrtles, dwarf size, semi-dwarf, and full size to choose from. And right now they're on sale along with all roses in stock. Looking for particular trees or shrubs? See if we can special order it for you. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise, drought-tolerant shrubs and trees. Gold Leaf Nursery is open Tuesday through Saturday. Come in and take advantage of our crepe myrtle and rose sale. Gold Leaf Nursery is located on Churn Creek Road, a quarter mile from Airport Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
We've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years.
We have never actively volunteered in a political campaign.
The incredible waste of our taxpayer dollars compelled us to act.
Our county is in crisis, but District 1 Supervisor Kevin Cry is at the heart of the problems we face.
District 1 residents are coming together from all political parties.
Sign the recall petition.
It takes all of us to restore county government.
Help stop reckless spending. Recall Kevin Cry.
Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Vibra plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
If you're gonna drop it, drop it.
Keep it open. Don't flinch.
It is open.
Okay. Bombs away.
Oh, not the whole bottle, Floyd.
Well, that one was a little worse. How'd they get in such bad shape, Kamish?
Huh?
Personally, I wouldn't stand for it, working day and night like you do down at the office.
What's this, Floyd?
Why, I even hear it takes two secretaries to keep up with you.
What?
One for during the day and one at night.
I see Hooker has been here. Now, get this straight, Floyd. I have only one secretary, and that's Bessie.
Oh, yeah? Then who was that the mayor caught you with up at the water department last night? A mermaid from your reservoir?
Floyd, Miss Fairchild and I stopped by my office to get some cigars after a movie. That's the truth.
Huh?
No, Floyd.
Couldn't you feed the mayor a better story than that, Commish? Like you was waiting for a streetcar?
It's all a horrible misunderstanding, Floyd. The mayor assumed Adeline was my new secretary, and now he's coming back at 1 o'clock to have a talk with her.
Oh, yeah? What are you going to do, Commish?
What would you do, Floyd?
I'd hire her.
What?
Yeah, I'd like to have a classy dame like Miss Fairchild around here to sharpen scissors and stuff.
That's silly, Floyd. I can't let Bessie go. Besides, Adeline knows nothing about stenographic work.
So what? Put her on the city payroll. What do you got to lose?
Only my job, that's all.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Ugh. Hey, why don't you have her come down at 1 o'clock and save your hide and then let her go?
No, Floyd, that's ridiculous. Get me out of here.
Why not?
That would be gross misrepresentation. Not only that, it would be dishonest and unethical, and I won't do it. Adeline doesn't answer. Well, I'm kind of glad. I'd hate to be dishonest and unethical like that Floyd. Hello, Peavy.
Yeah, hello, Mr. Gildersleeve. How are things with you today?
I have a splitting headache.
Oh?
Everything's been going wrong today, Peavy, from the time I got up this morning.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I woke up quite pleasantly this morning. The scent of lilacs coming in through the window.
I didn't sleep well. I didn't feel like eating breakfast.
I'm very fond of lilacs.
Everything went wrong at the office.
And so is Mrs. Peavy.
What?
Fond of lilacs.
Oh, my goodness, Peavy, we're not talking about lilacs.
I am.
All right. Go ahead and talk about them.
I've been talking about them.
Peavy, I came in here with a headache, and it's getting no better fast.
Well, that's too bad, Mr. Gildersleeve. Why didn't you say so?
I did. But you were too busy talking about lilacs.
Well, I happen to like lilacs.
Yes, yes.
And so does Mrs. Peavy.
So you told me. Give me an aspirin, Peavy, and a glass of water. Make it 2 aspirin.
Why, you are upset.
You'd be upset too, Peavy, if you had my troubles. You're lucky you don't have the mayor to contend with.
You're right there, Mr. Gildersleeve.
You bet. You're lucky you never have secretary trouble.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. Sometimes I get a little envious when I hear about you fellows and your secretaries.
Oh? What have you heard, Peavy?
Well, druggists don't repeat everything they hear, Mr. Gildersleeve. Code of ethics, you know.
Code of ethics. Well, no matter what you heard, I can explain it.
You don't have to explain anything to me, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Judge has been in here telling about the trouble I'm in, hasn't he?
Well, I can't say that he has.
He has, Peavy, and you know it.
Yes, I know it, but I can't say it. Code of ethics, you know.
Code of ethics, yeah. I don't care what you heard, Peavy. The only thing I'm worried about is what I'm going to tell the mayor at 1 o'clock.
You care for another aspirin?
No. It's too big a problem for aspirin. Peavy, I respect your opinions. What do you think I should do?
No, that's a question. There's an old saying, he who dances must pay the fiddler.
But, Peavy, there's been no dancing and no fiddling.
Pretty sound advice. And then there's another one. He who plays with fire.
Oh, I give up.
Don't you want to hear the rest of it?
I know the rest of it. I've read your almanac.
What?
So long, poor Richard. Thanks for the aspirin.
All that advice and he didn't buy a thing. I think I'll take an aspirin myself.
Judge, what do you mean by spreading this stuff all over town?
Now, Gildy, calm down. You wouldn't be in any trouble at all if you had told the mayor the truth last night when you should have.
Well, I tried to, but he gave me such a good excuse I couldn't pass it up.
Now then, my advice to you, Gildy, is to go back and tell the mayor exactly what happened. That you stepped up to the office for a cigar after the show.
But you know the mayor. He's very excitable, Judge. He's liable to fire me right on the spot.
Well, you'll have to take that chance. And if you really want to make an impression, don't wait for the mayor to come to you. You go to him.
What?
March right into his office like a little soldier and say your piece. Beard the lion in his den.
Yeah, I don't like the way you put it, Judge, but I'll do it. Beard the lion in his den. Wonder if the lion's been fed. Well, Good afternoon. Is the mayor in?
Mr. Gildersleeve, come in.
Thank you.
Laryngitis, Mr. Gildersleeve?
No, I don't think so. Although it has been a little damp in the water department. Is the mayor in?
I expect him back shortly. He went to lunch a little late. The mayor was very busy this morning, cleaning house.
Cleaning house?
He's on quite a rampage. I'm afraid we're losing some of our personnel.
Who?
He's due at your office at 1 o'clock.
Well, yes, but I...
Well, Gildersleeve, there you are.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, here I am.
Well, it saves me the trouble of going to your office to tell you what I have to say.
Well,
I've found out a few things since I talked to you last.
You have? Well, if it has anything to do with my new secretary...
It has everything to do with your new secretary. And, Gildersleeve, this calls for a change in the water department. I will not tolerate people who are undependable, frivolous, and who shirk their responsibilities.
That's me.
Now then... About this new blonde secretary of yours, this Miss Fairchild.
Yes?
On the way back from lunch, you know what I discovered? She was going into a movie on city time.
To a movie?
Some ridiculous picture called Love is Love. Gildersleeve, you have to let her go. Fire!
Fire? Well, if you say so, Mr. Mayor.
What are you laughing at, Gildersleeve?
Nothing. Good old Anthony Dane.
We'll hear from the great Gildersleeve again very shortly. Do you know how to transform a little leftover meat into a main dish with real prestige? You do it with Kraft smooth melting cheese food, Velveeta. Simply melt Velveeta for a wonderful cheese sauce. Then pour it generously over leftover ham, chicken, or veal and serve on toast or in patty shells. What a sparkling, flavorful way to make your meat dollars go further. Velveeta's rich yet mild cheddar cheese flavor gives sandwiches an air of importance, too. Serve Velveeta plain or melted in a tempting golden hot sandwich. Any way you serve Velveeta, it helps apply high-quality complete protein and other valuable milk nutrients. Get Velveeta in a big economical 2-pound loaf so you'll have plenty for snacks, sandwiches, and main dishes.
Ye gods, Bessie, I got your job back for you. Now stop daydreaming. Let's get on with the work.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Gildersleeve. I was just thinking about my vacation at the Grand Canyon.
Vacations come in August, Bessie. Let's buckle down. Here it is, nearly 5 o'clock. We'll never get these reports to the mayor.
Mr. Gildersleeve, may I make a suggestion?
What is it, Bessie?
Why don't we come back tonight and work?
No, not that.
Gildersleeve is played by Harold Perry. Adeline Fairchild by Miss Una Merkel. The show was written by John Elliott and Andy White with music by Jack Meacham. Included in the cast are Walter Tetley, Louise Erickson, Lillian Randolph, Earl Ross, and Richard LeGrand.
Excuse me a second, John. I'd just like to remind everyone that United States government security bonds are a mighty good investment, both for our country's future and for your future. You get $4 back for every $3 you put in. Folks, buy those bonds regularly.
Thank you, Hal. This is John Wald saying goodnight for the Kraft Foods Company, makers of the famous line of Kraft quality food products.
And me too.
Be sure to listen in next Wednesday and every Wednesday for the further adventures of the great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. That episode was from April 7th, 1948. Now, as you heard announcer John Wald tell us, Una Merkel was the voice of the latest object of Gildy's affection, Adeline Fairchild. Now, she had begun her showbiz career working in silent films, some directed by the legendary D.W. Griffith. He would later cast her in her first memorable role in his 1930 film, Abraham Lincoln, where she played the future president's first sweetheart, Ann Rutledge. Now, she also proved quite good at comedy and is perhaps best remembered for that hair-pulling catfight she had with Marlene Dietrich in 1939's Destry Rides Again. Now, speaking of funny ladies, from Una Merkel, we'll move on here on When Radio Was to hear from Lucille Ball. She's going to be the special guest on Bill Stern's Sports Newsreel right after this break.
The legendary Sherlock Holmes is desperate for a new case.
I cannot live without brain work. What else is there to live for? What is the use of having powers when one has no field upon which to exert them? Crime is commonplace. Existence is commonplace.
Fortunately for him, Radio Spirits has 17 mysteries for him to solve. In their 8 CD collection, The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red-Headed League, and Other Mysteries, radio producer Jim French brings you Holmes and Watson at their best, in elegant adaptations of original stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle. It's half price for a limited time. Yes, pay just $15.98. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code REDHEAD3. But look sharp.
Inspector, look out!
So get The Red-Headed League and Other Mysteries for only $15.98 today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code REDHEAD3. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
The savings are heating up during our Radio Spirits Summer of Savings Sale. Get your biggest online discounts of the year at radiospirits.com and save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products. Go to radiospirits.com now to take advantage of this incredible offer. Don't let the Summer of Savings Sale cool off. Save up to 60% off thousands of radio programs, such as Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Sherlock Holmes, Harry Nile, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Dragnet, Burns and Allen, Nero Wolf, Six Shooter, and many more. Go to radiospirits.com today during our best sale of the season and save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products online. Hurry before the sun sets on this amazing Summer of Savings Sale. Get to radiospirits.com now and get up to 60% off every classic radio product during our best sale of the season. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community. Glendale, Arizona leaders aim to provide free veteran housing amid a new project inspired by a trip to Kansas City. In May, the city council voted in favor of rezoning an area close to 63rd and Grand Avenues. A lot that was once remnant parcels from transportation projects is now set to become a neighborhood of veterans. It's no secret that affordable housing is something that is few and far between within the lines of Maricopa County. Having the opportunity to find free housing is like finding water in a desert. In addition to support from Mayor Jerry Wires, the project is being made possible by the Veterans Community Project, a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving homeless veterans nationwide. For more great veteran stories, just go to NationalDefenseNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was. Time once again for a renowned storyteller and sportscaster who never let the facts get in his way. His special guest this time was best known on radio playing Liz Cooper opposite Richard Denning as George in My Favorite Husband. I believe she also found a wee bit of fame on TV as well. This episode is from May
24th, 1946. The O-L-D-A-T-E, Colgate presents Bill Stern.
With the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, is on the air. Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream Man, with stories rare. Take his advice and you'll look keen. You'll get a shave that's smooth and clean. You'll be a Colgate brushless fan.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Stern with a 342nd edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel. Featuring strange and fantastic stories. Some that are legends, others mere hearsay, but also interesting, we'd like to pass them along to you. Our special guest tonight is one of the most famous movie stars in Hollywood, Miss Lucille Ball. But before we introduce Lucille Ball in person, let's begin with Real One. A member of baseball's all-star team for 4 years, this hot corner man is one of the best third basemen in the National League. He is Stan Hack of the Chicago Cubs, and Stan Hack starts out the day shaving with Colgate Brushless. Very recently wrote me,
"Dear Bill, it's a real pleasure to put in a plug for Colgate Brushless Shave Cream. I've got a sensitive skin, and my face really used to complain after a shave. But not anymore, though. I find Colgate Brushless is one no-brush cream that's a comfort to a skin like mine. That's why, Bill, Colgate Brushless is big league stuff with me. Signed, Stan Hack."
Because so many sports stars use it, Colgate Brushless is called the shave cream of champions. If you'll notice, practically all of the stars who pay tribute to Colgate Brushless own up to having wiry whiskers and sensitive skin. Now, if you're in that class, then it's Colgate Brushless Shave Cream for you. You're going to love this light, fluffy cream for the way it softens your stubborn whiskers so your razor can cut close and clean without snagging or pulling. Yeah, and you're going to love the way Colgate Brushless stays moist and active, the way it doesn't dry out. Again, you'll be glad it's light and fluffy, not gooey or greasy. And you'll like the speedy way it rinses off your razor. Look, if you've been promising to try Colgate Brushless Shave Cream, get yourself a jumbo jar. That's the 9-ounce economy size and get it tonight. And if you're not 100% satisfied with the results, Just send the top of the carton to me, Bill Stern, care of Colgate, Jersey City, Zone 2, New Jersey. And I'll see that you get double your money back. Now, could anything be fairer? Reel 2, profile of great athletes who are not famous as athletes. This is a story as told to me of great athletes who became far greater in other fields. But let's begin the story. Years ago, there was a ball player playing professional baseball who wanted to be a great pitcher. And he might have been a great pitcher if he hadn't broken his arm. But because he did break his arm, he had to learn to use his other arm. And when he began using his other arm, he found that with his other arm, he could draw. He could draw beautifully, something he never would have known but for a broken arm in baseball. Today, his drawings are famous, for he is, believe it or not, Bob Ripley. But now let me tell you the story of one of England's greatest cricket players. He, too, was reputedly a fine athlete. That is, he was a fine athlete until one day he was badly injured in a cricket game. His kidney was smashed. One of his lungs was punctured. He almost bled to death. In fact, he was so badly injured that he was forced to stay in bed for 12 years. During those 12 years in bed to pass the time away, he began to try to write. And he was so successful with his writings that he made over $1 million. For this man, who never would have become a writer but for an athletic accident, is today one of the most famous authors in the world. You know him as H.G. Wells. Strange, isn't it, that athletic accidents should make famous writers out of H.G. Wells and Bob Ripley? But even stranger is the story of Charles Dodson. Charles Dodson loved to race. He loved to race sailing boats. And one day, Charles Dodson had a group of children in his racing boat. When a storm suddenly blew up, the children reputedly became frightened of the storm. And to calm them down, Charles Dodson began to tell these children stories. Stories that he was making up on the spur of the moment. The children forgot their fears as they listened to these stories. However, when he was back on shore, Charles Dodson remembered these stories that he'd made up for those children. And because they'd liked them so much, he decided to put these stories down on paper. He wrote under the name of Lewis Carroll, and those stories that he invented in his racing boat that day to calm the children were destined to become the most famous children's stories ever written. You know those stories as Alice in Wonderland. But up to now, these have been stories of athletes who became writers. Now let me tell you the story as told to me of a writer who became an athlete. But this is the story of a writer who didn't want to go on writing, but wanted to race automobiles. And finally, this writer gave up riding and bought a racing car. One day in this car, this driver was doing better than 90 miles an hour when suddenly the car hit an oil patch. The front wheels began to skid. The brakes wouldn't hold. The car was out of control. Desperately, the driver tried to hang on as he crashed into a concrete wall. The driver of that car was lucky, very lucky to be alive. But that smash-up was so bad that even though the newsreel cameraman had taken full pictures of it, those newsreels could not be shown in any theaters. But even though those newsreels couldn't be shown in the theaters, one newsreel executive did look at these films, and while he was horrified at these pictures of the smash-up, nevertheless, from what he saw on the screen, according to the story, he was so impressed with the face of that auto driver that he ordered that this driver be given a screen test. And as a result of that screen test, this racing driver was offered a Hollywood movie contract. For you see, that driver was a girl who, thanks to those newsreel pictures of a racing accident, is today one of Hollywood's most famous stars. You know her as Lucille Ball. And here she is in person, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's great star, Miss Lucille Ball.
Thank you, Bill. I'll tell you something else about the automobile accident I was in. They told me I'd never walk again.
And you not only walk perfectly, Lucille, but you're quite a sports enthusiast, too.
Well, I like to play tennis.
Go on, Lucille, what else?
Oh, I like badminton and horseback riding.
Any other sports?
Yes, I like to swim and ride an aquaplane.
I hear, Lucille, that you are quite a fisherman, too.
Hey, look, as your guest, I thought it was my right to ask you questions.
You're right, it is. Go ahead, Lucille.
Well, is it true that Bob Ripley started his Believe It or Not drawings because he couldn't play baseball?
Yes, that is absolutely true.
And how about Alice in Wonderland being written only because its author had some children out in a boat race?
Well, now, that's a very hard story to check, Lucille, but as near as we could find out, that is the legend of how those stories began. Are you through with your questions now?
Yes, sir.
All right, then, Lucille, here's some questions for you to answer. What's your latest picture?
Well, it's called Easy to Wed, and I think I enjoyed making it more than any picture I've ever made, Bill.
Now, why is that, Lucille?
Well, because it's a comedy, and because I worked with Van Johnson, Hubba Hubba Hubba, and Keenan Wynn and Esther Williams, my favorite co-workers. Oh, yes, and because it's in Technicolor.
I understand that your Shakespearean scene with Van Johnson is the highlight in Easy to Wed.
Well, I don't know.
Now, wait a minute, Lucille. If you're too modest to talk about yourself, I'm going to have to do it for you. You, Lucille Ball, have been decorated 4 separate times for your work, the work that you've done in entertaining our boys throughout the war. And I would like to read the inscription on the back of one of your medals. It says, "To Lucille Ball, who gave her time with unselfish devotion in the entertainment of our troops," unquote.
Bill, I would just like to add that I know that that job is far from over. There are many boys still in hospitals, many vets looking for homes. Let's not forget them or their problems. I'm not going to forget, and I hope America won't. Good night, Bill, and thank you.
No wonder you've been honored. Thanks so much. Good luck and good night, Lucille Ball.
You're listening to When Radio Was. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we're expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are 3 things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number 1, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number 2, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number 3, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
And now, let's wrap up the Bill Stern Sports Newsreel.
Reel 4, profile of the 24th of May. Today is the 24th of May, and this is a legend that began many years ago on another May the 24th. For according to this story, back in 1915, during the First World War, on the 24th of May, 3 men, Jack Judge, Felix Powell, and Ivor Novello, sat in the famous Wimbledon Tennis Stadium in England, watching the English tennis champions. These 3 men had never met before, and yet on this day, these 3, drawn together by a tennis match, found themselves seated side by side, and as they began to talk, they discovered that each one of these 3 were songwriters. Soon the talk naturally drifted from tennis to songs. Each vowed that he could write a better war song than any of the others. And finally a bet was made of £1,000. The 3 were to meet 1 year later at the same tennis tournament, and whoever had written the best war song in the meantime would win that money. Jack Judge was the first of these three to have his war song published. It soon became famous.
It's a long way to Tipperary. It's a long way to go.
It's a Long Way to Tipperary caught on at once. It became the greatest marching song of the English Army. Troops marched off to war singing that song. However, Jack Judge, who wrote this marching song, could never march himself. You see, Jack Judge was a cripple. The next of that trio at that tennis match to write a war song was Felix Powell, for it was he who wrote...
Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile, smile, smile.
Pack Up Your Troubles was a big hit. All over England, men, women, and children began to sing it. It made the whole nation want to smile. It made England smile and forget its troubles. And yet its composer, Felix Powell, couldn't smile, even though his song had taught a nation how. For when Felix Powell composed this song to make a nation happy, he himself was so depressed that he took his own life. The last of these three who'd made that bet while watching a tennis match, Ivor Novello, finally had his song published, too. And it became a big hit. For it was he who wrote England's great war song entitled...
Keep the home fires burning while your hearts are yearning.
Keep the home fires burning, kept those fires burning brighter in every Englishman's heart during those tragic days of the last World War. And yet it's ironical. Ironical in one of those strange twists of fate that Ivor Novello, who did write Keep the Home Fires Burning during the last war, had his own home burned down, burned completely down to the ground in this war. Of the three songs, Keep the Home Fires Burning, written by Ivor Novello, became the most popular during the last war. So popular that its composer, Ivor Novello, was sent to the United States in 1917 to tour our American army camps and entertain our boys. For America in 1917 had also gone into this war. And so, Ivor Novello traveled from army camp to army camp, singing his famous song, Keep the Home Fires Burning. Until one day, this Englishman arrived at Camp Upton in New York State. Here, he met an American soldier who had written a war song. But as the American soldier put it very bitterly, my song is a failure. Nobody sings it. Nobody wants to hear it. Mr. Novello, you're a composer, a great one. Your song, Keep the Home Fires Burning, will live forever. Will you look at my song and tell me what's wrong with it? Why is it a failure? Ivor Novello took the song the American soldier had written, looked at it, and listened to it. And then, according to the story, Ivor Novello said a strange thing. You tell me this song of yours is a failure. I tell you it's the greatest war song I've ever heard. Someday this whole nation will be singing your song. Believe me, it's a great number. That happened 28 years ago, but it's all come true. That song that American soldier wrote during the First World War became America's most famous song in this last war. For the soldier who wrote it was Irving Berlin, and the song was God Bless America.
God bless America, my home, sweet home.
That's the 3-0 mark for tonight. Next Friday night, we'll be back, same time, same stations, with another edition of the Colgate Shave Cream Sports Newsreel. Now, until next Friday night at this very same time, this is Bill Stern for Colgate Shave Cream wishing you all a good, good night.
Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream man, is on his way. Bill Stern, the Colgate Shave Cream man, had lots to say. He told you tales of sports heroes, the inside dope he really knows. So listen in next Friday night. C-O-L-G-A-T-E.
That was from May 24th, 1946, and Bill Stern's guest Lucille Ball would come to radio full-time just a couple of years later, starring in the precursor to I Love Lucy, My Favorite Husband. Now, the couple played by Lucy and Richard Denning were originally named George and Liz Cugat after the character in a source novel and an earlier film, but that surname was later changed to Cooper. Do you know why? I'll tell you and wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com introduces That's Rock and Roll, a 3-CD collection of the all-time greatest rock hits. Experience music from some of the most important rock and roll trailblazers, such as Elvis Presley, Little Richard, Fats Domino, The Four Seasons, Chuck Berry, Connie Francis, The Everly Brothers, and so many more. Buy That's Rock and Roll today for the low price of $19.98. Order now at MusicRewind.com. or call 855-798-5556 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ROCK33. That's musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code ROCK33 for reduced shipping. Some offers available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
The savings are heating up during our Radio Spirits Summer of Savings Sale. Get your biggest online discounts of the year at radiospirits.com and save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products. Go to radiospirits.com now to take advantage of this incredible offer. Don't let the Summer of Savings Sale cool off. Save up to 60% off thousands of radio programs, such as Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, Sherlock Holmes, Harry Nile, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Dragnet, Burns and Allen, Nero Wolf, Six Shooter, and many more. Go to radiospirits.com today during our best sale of the season and save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products online. Hurry before the sun sets on this amazing Summer of Savings Sale. Get to radiospirits.com now and get up to 60% off every classic radio product during our best sale of the season. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
I'm Richard Gerhardt, founder of Gerhardt Law. We're a law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. And we've been working with Gerhardt Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. So to learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free Entrepreneur's Guide to Trademarks. Or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com.
Welcome back. Now, before we go, the answer to the question I posed before the break. On the Lucille Ball-led radio series, My Favorite Husband, why did they change the last name of the couple from Cugat to Cooper? Well, as the story goes, since the source novel was about a Latin bandleader and his kooky wife, real Latin bandleader Xavier Cugat, then married to actress Abby Lane, thought it sounded way too much like him, and he sued the show to get them to change the name. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and that's it. You can reach me through the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.